Good evening, wonderful people. Great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we welcome you to Radio Biafra live transmission on this very day, the 26th day of September in the year of our Lord 2014. Wherever you are, we ask you to be part of our production this very evening, part of our presentation this evening, and the way you can do that is by participating fully the way you have always done, by offering your views, your opinions, your advice as to the best way for us to get at Biafra, which is what we're looking for. Irrespective of the continent you're in, irrespective of your country, irrespective of the city, the town where you are resident, where you are domiciled, we welcome you. This is your platform. This is Radio Biafra. You make it what it is. You have contributed immensely to our phenomenal rise, and we must continue to do what comes to us naturally until we get Biafra and beyond. Therefore, wherever you are, we welcome you by graciously accepting your presence. We say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially our people in the far eastern part of the world. That this is Radio Biafra. There is no other radio station like Radio Biafra, no other broadcaster. Everywhere you go to all around the world, those that make important decisions are at a standstill. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra. And this very moment they have tuned in to listen, and we are glad to report that all our systems are go. Everything is fine. We are here doing what we do best, which is the propagation of the gospel of restoration of the full and absolute sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. That's what we do here. To restore the glory stolen from our people. To return the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, back to Him. To make sure that everything we do, that every step we take, it is ordained by heaven itself. That is why nothing faces us. We are without fear before our enemies. We are not afraid of the things we do, the decisions we take, what we are going to do to restore our country to its full former glory. Nothing can stop us from doing that. Nothing. Even if we're only 2, 3, 4, it doesn't matter. Biafra will come. That all honor and glory may belong to the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. Biafra cannot be like any other wretched, useless black African country. It's impossible. That is why our approach is different. That is why here we make people aware. Here we educate. Here we inform. Here we bring to the attention of people. Here we increase people's capacity to reason. Here we make it possible for our people to open their hearts and their minds to embrace new ways of thinking, new ways of fighting for their freedom. So that when Biafra comes, we won't encounter any of the idiotic problems bedeviling African countries. We spend time feeling sorry for ourselves. We spend time trying to be mollycoddled by people. We spend time wanting to hear sweet things. And at the same time, you're dying. That is why here we deliver this very treatment. It doesn't sound nice. It's bitter. The pill we prescribe is very, very bitter. But once you take it, you will come back to life. Once you take it, you will come back to be alive again and to be regarded as a human being, because right now we are all dead. We have no freedom. We cannot freely express ourselves. We can't even do the most mundane things. We are not even allowed to conduct any economic activity with any semblance of freedom. No, there isn't. We are shackled from head to toe. We cannot do anything. We are in bondage. We are slaves, essentially, in our own land. That is why we must do all we can. That is why we should do all we can to support the effort that Radio Biafra is making through the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world to ensure the coming of the kingdom of God upon the face of the earth. And that very place is Biafra land. The sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra is not negotiable. Not negotiable. There is nothing we will not sacrifice to ensure that it comes. There is no sacrifice that will be deemed too small. We inform our people, we educate them, we enlighten them so that they may know what is rightfully theirs, that they may go out there to possess it. That is why we are here. That is why we continue our work. And that is why Chukwu Abiama is with us. There is no way we can stop. Some people doubt our resolve. They think that how can Biafrans answering Igbo names, answering Ibibio names, answering Efik names, answering names from Ijoland, answering names from Ishekiri, how can they sustain such a campaign? And we said to them that ultimately the truth will prevail. That is why today if you go to Ishekiri land, they recognize that there are Biafrans. If you go to Isoko, if you go to Robo, if you go to even Idoma lands, if you go to Igala, even Edo wants to be part of what we are doing. That is why we are going to continue with. We are not going to stop. We cannot relent. We cannot retreat. Neither can we contemplate surrender, because it's inconceivable that Biafra will not come. Biafra is going to come in our time, under our watch. And it is my unique honor, privilege to welcome each and every one of you once again. And I will ask you also to welcome other people as well. When the barrister is able to join us, he will come to join us. And when he does so, I shall also bring him to you. This very morning, we spent our time being educated as to who we are. Who we are is an essential part, is an essential embodiment of our essence, our being. You must know who you are before you begin to embark upon any journey. We have determined, we have decided, given the proof available to us, that we are the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, descended from the bowels of heaven itself. Therefore, all our conduct, the way we do things, must reflect that very glory that Chukwu Abiama bestowed upon our people through our ancestors, now to this generation, that it is their responsibility to restore Biafra to its former glory. That is why we are here. That is why we will continue to be here. We will preach this very gospel. We will go to our land to coordinate as we are doing before to ensure that Biafra comes in truth and honesty. In truth and in all honesty. Without any shred of fear, without any shred of doubt. That we must go forward to do what is right. That is why the whole world listens. That is why everybody anywhere who has brain in their skulls, anybody who's capable of discerning, anybody who is reasonable, anybody who is not afraid of the truth, the only place you can get your news from is from Radio Biafra. No other place. That is why it has a cult following. People are addicted to Radio Biafra. Why? Because we speak. The truth can be addictive. Everything we do is in the open. Our hands are open. That is why our lines are here. We give you our numbers. We give you the Skype line through which you can get through to us. Anything you want to say, you say. We don't know who you are. We don't censor our calls. Everything we discuss on Radio Biafra is in the open. It is subject to challenge. If you want to challenge it, you're more than welcome to do so. And the lines are open and we welcome you. This is Radio Biafra. Our tournament is coming up on the 3rd and on the 4th of October. We are making every preparation to once again reconnect with Chukwu Abiama, who is our God. The same God that we abandoned, which is why we are wretched, scattered all over the world as a bunch of slaves. All over the place, we are scattered, very, very useless, scavenging for existence. That rubbish cannot continue. The secret is to reconnect you to your God, your Chukwu Abiama, the maker of the heavens and the earth. The white people, they call him God. To us, is Chukwu Abiama. Once we establish that connection with heaven, this battle becomes more spiritual than physical. There will be physical manifestations of it in this very realm, but in the spiritual world, it would have been done. Why do we speak the way we do? It's because of who we are. There is no family you go to in Biafra land where God in heaven is not venerated. There is no family. By the names we give our children, by the villages we come from, you know that we are the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. And that is why we must reconnect with who we are, essentially. The 3rd and the 4th of October is the beginning of that. Or it will be the culmination of that. Will be that establishment, the link between the earth here and the heaven above, between the children of God and God himself, to call down his glory, to call down his mercy, to call down his faithfulness, which endures from generation to generation, to ensure that this work he asked us to do, that we complete it, ultimately that every glory and honor may belong to his wonderful majestic name. And he is Chukwu Abiama. That's why we are here. Without apologies to anybody, we are seeking Biafra freedom, yes. But we are doing so in the knowledge of who we are. That is the difference. We are doing so knowing fully well that Chukwu Abiama is our God, our creator, our maker. And for that reason, his words must come to pass. We are not like any other people. We are not like any other nation. We are surrounded by enemies. People we don't even know, they wish us harm. Those we don't know, they don't want us to survive. Why don't they want us to survive? Because we are the light of the world. Where we come from is in Hechiowa, which means the light of the world. We have in here, which is in here. The people call it, it means the light. Anywhere we go to, we bring light where there is darkness. And once we start shining, darkness cannot comprehend light. That's why they're against us. That is why they come against us. Darkness can never ever comprehend light. Never. And because you are the children of the light, darkness all around you cannot comprehend you. They wish to do you harm. When they cannot succeed in killing you off, they steal your money. When that did not stop you, they fermented Maitasine, Boko Haram, Janjaweed. They manufactured the Sunni Wahhabist murderous tendency of Islam to come to wipe you out. And that is why we are here as your last line of defense between slavery and decent existence. That is what we do. And there is nothing greater than knowledge. There is nothing greater than ideology. That is what we're imparting to our people, to make sure that they hold the line, that they hold the line regardless of the pressure. You hold the line and stay where you are, because Chukwu Abiama is God, because we're going to triumph. We will prevail. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of the Almighty God, Chukwu Abiama himself, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, it gives me honor, privilege to serve my people in this very capacity, and I will not fail them. One thing you can count on, the way the hands of the seconds and the clock keeps ticking and does never ever stop, the way that the earth keeps spinning around the sun and revolving around the orbit, there is no way I will stop serving my country. I will not disappoint my country. I have a feeling that my country may disappoint me. Not the other way around. It's impossible. I can never, never, ever, ever. It's impossible. Anything that will make me not to serve my country, I will take my own life. God is my witness. Without Biafra, life is meaningless anywhere. Without honor and dignity, I'm a very proud person, proud of my country, proud of my heritage, proud of who I am, proud of the fact that Chukwu Abiama saw it fit to make me his own by making me a Biafran. That is what it means to be a Biafran. It means you are privileged. You are a special child of, not just a child of God, but a very special one with direct link to God in heaven himself. That is why we must do all we can. That is why we must do everything within our capacity to ensure that we prevail. Despite all the adversity, despite all the difficulties, in spite of all the problems, that we come out triumphant. That is why we mention Chukwu Abiama that made us, by offering every praise that we can muster, every adoration, every uplifting of name. Every time we bend our knees to pray, any time we shut our eyes to pray, any time we clasp our hands in prayer, any time we submit ourselves to any higher body, we do so in absolute reverence, in absolute submission to the will of the Almighty God, Chukwu Abiama, for only him is God. Only Chukwu Abiama is God. That is why we preach gospel here. We just do not broadcast. We preach the gospel of the restoration of Biafra on this very platform without fail, without hesitation. That is why we are incorruptible. God in heaven knows this. Only Chukwu Abiama can see the hearts of men. Chukwu Abiama will take my life, but if I speak the truth, if I stand upon his promise and his word, the only compensation I need is the restoration of my country. That's all I will ask for. That his name may be praised forever and ever. Only that the kingdom of God will be brought down to this very earth. That's all I ask for. Nothing more, nothing less. Chukwu Abiama sees the hearts of men at night. If there is any way I have done anything not to advance the cause of my country, if there is any way I have lied or cheated in any way, shape or form, Chukwu Abiama, you are God. I will not exist. But if my hands are clean, if I love my people more than I love my own life, if I have served Chukwu Abiama in heaven with all I can muster through the restoration efforts to get Biafra back to its originality, then I deserve to be blessed. Chukwu Abiama will give us Biafra in my time. I will see Biafra on this very earth. And then my job is done. That is what I have come to do, and that is what I must do. Anybody who doubts my resolve must go and see a psychiatrist. You're not well. That means you don't know me. If you know me, you will understand. I do not run away from any battle. None whatsoever. Go and ask Wazika, and he will tell you. Today he's in the gutter. Anybody we come across in any battle, you will fall. Be rest assured, you must fall. There is only one outcome. They will lose. Only one singular outcome. Be rest assured, once you collide with us, Radio Biafra, indigenous people of Biafra, there is only one winner. Not two. Only one outcome. No amount of jealousy, greed, or envy can save you. The more you have jealousy inside you, the more you're eating yourself from within. We cannot help you. You're a dead man walking. That the world may know that this God we serve is the Almighty God Himself. That is why we do what we do, and that is why this is Radio Biafra. We are different from other people, you see. We are not the same as them, and we can never be. We welcome you. Before I go to bring our news headlines and accompanying news summary, I must inform you once again to add your friends on Facebook. To prepare yourselves for atonement, you must do so wherever you are by zones. You must atone, you must pray, you must fast. You will offer prayers to heaven. You will call down the glory of Chukwu Abiama. Come the sunset on the 3rd of October into the 4th of October. Make no mistakes about it. After that, you will see what will happen. Again, you will see what will happen. The same way things happened after the 30th of May. How many weeks after that, all the obstacles we have in our path disintegrated. Now we have a direct and clean path to our freedom. The same thing is going to happen. What happened in the physical following May 30th will happen in the spiritual following our atonement on the 3rd and on the 4th. Chukwu Abiama is our God. Our number this evening, should you wish to contact us, remains +44208133996. I repeat, 0044208133996. That is our universal line on Radio Biafra all the time. Wherever we go to, we have the line with us. If you call it, you will be able to get us once we are live on air. We have our main studio line also here in the UK, which is +44783130836. I repeat, 0044783130836. We are also on Skype. We are on Viber. We are on Tango as well. For Skype, all you need to do is to add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list, or Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra or Radio Biafra 1, all lowercasing, one word. Once you do that, you will call us. Once we receive your call, we should be able to put your voice to the whole world. Your voice will go into outer space. Those of them listening via satellite in Africa will hear you. Those of them listening via satellite in South America, the same thing as those of them in the Middle East. Wherever people are on this very earth, listening to Radio Biafra with whatever device in their possession, they will be able to hear you. We are uniting the family of the children of God. We are phenomenal because we are global. What we are doing now has never happened before. Ometube Humble has never ever happened before. And we are growing from strength to strength. By next month, that things will happen. That mankind may know that you are God. That there is no other like you. I am not ashamed to proclaim who I am. When I was born, I did not name myself Nnamdi. When I was born, nobody said that my mom will come from a place called Umuchukwu. When I was born, nobody said that I will come from a people named Ihechioma. Nobody said that in our own place there is Omo, Eze, and Igwe, the children of the kingdom of heaven. When I was born, I never knew that my capital would be Enugu, the holiest piece of territory on the face of the earth. All these things point to one incontrovertible evidence that Chukwu Abiyama is our God. That's what it is. And that this is Radio Biafra. I have now been joined by the very eminent, distinguished, not just eminent, I use it rather very advisedly, I would say, the very distinguished barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu. One day you will find out the reason why I eulogize about him the way I do. When you are in his profession and all you do is handle failed cases, you will understand that they don't come finer than this. The barrister has joined us. Barrister Mamezu is a great man. Barrister Mamezu is a great Biafran. Barrister Mamezu is a very good person. I welcome him on behalf of everything I can use to welcome him to please very kindly and very candidly acknowledge the ever effervescent, I call it effervescent because our people are very lively, the ever effervescent presence of the wonderful people of Biafra who answer to Biafrans in their respective zones and countries, but collectively as one indefatigable, one irrepressible family worldwide, the indigenous people of Biafra, IPOB. Barrister, you will accept them very graciously. You will acknowledge them that we may proceed, please.
Thank you, Director. Good evening to you.
Good evening.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. Director, of course, will always want me to candidly and, of course, in a great way that is more than one, welcome all of you this evening on our program PM here on Radio Biafra in London. I will do so by recognizing all those who are in Biafra land, all our men, women, including the military, who are continuing in their quest, training for the restoration of Biafra. I thank you, fellow Biafrans, men and women. We love all of you. We recognize you, whichever state, whichever country that you're dwelling in. Without all of you, we cannot be talking. You are doing more greater jobs than we are doing here on Radio Biafra. Of course, we talk to you every day. But without your own support, without your assistance, without your listenership, we can only do but a little. When we started, we are doing very little. Lo and behold, our sphere has been increased. Our area of scope, our area of operation has been enlarged from states to states, from country to country, from Israel to Cambodia, from Cambodia to Cameroon, from Cameroon to Biafra land, Biafra land to South Pole. Our people, we thank you. We are grateful every day. When I wake up, I remember Biafrans worldwide. I'm only sad when I hear stories how our people are being killed mercilessly without our people doing anything to warrant matrician, to warrant marginalization, without doing anything to attract death. But we are still being killed. This is where my heart goes beyond recognition, because I don't like anything to happen to be our friends, because we all came from the same place. All of us, we worship the same Chukwu Abiyama before our land came into disruption. What we do here is to bring about re-educate our people. We know it is not easy. A lot of people are being resistant. Some of them are being adamant. Some of them are being very heretical. In fact, even some few are still pig-headed in what we preach here. We bring good news. We bring the truth in everything we do here, as Uche Mefo will say it. We're not perfect. But director will tell you we are whiter than snow. Why is he saying that? Because everything we do is presented to you in the open. We are not hiding our preachings here. We are not hiding the news, unlike every other media. That will, instead of giving you A, they will swap A and present B. And I know most of you prefer lies, not on this radio station. We tell you the truth. It's up to you to make up what you think of it. You can always lead a horse to the stream. You cannot force the horse. God knows. We will do our best for our people. We are even dying for the sake of our people because we want freedom. We want our people to be free. We want our women to retain their dignity, to come back into their uniformity, to come back with the same central figure that you are, dear friends. Believe in yourself, and of course, Chukwu Abiyama will bless all of you. As you prepare to listen to the news from Director, we always ask you, tell us your name, where you are, and where you're calling from. Or if you like, where you came from and where you're calling from. Do not wait for Director to always ask you. It doesn't make any professional meaning. Some people, when you ask them what's your name, they say, how can you forget your name? You're just trying to figure out what you want to fix in between. Say who you are. Nobody will kill you, for you are saying the truth according to the book of John. We know that the truth don't normally set you free because of the kind of world we live. But here on Radio Biafra, we tell you the truth regardless of the consequences. Because we know the person who is going to kill you will eventually one day die. Why should you be afraid? Why not die in a dignified form rather than to die as a coward? Rather than to die withholding the truth. Die so that you be remembered as a straightforward individual. Chukwu Abiyama created us before the advent of the Europeans. We are all living in harmony. You can leave your barn, nobody will go there and take your yam. You can leave your door open, nobody will come and steal. As soon as we are exposed to the Western world, atrocities descend upon us. And this is what we are trying to stop and remove and go back home. We have our culture, and that culture has to be maintained. You cannot leave your culture to jump into another man's culture to worship a different god that will tell you that A equals to A is A. That will tell you that white is no longer white, that white is now B. It's a confusion. It's a mixture of culture. Believe in what you believe in. Believe in yourself and believe in Chukwu Abiyama. Stop crisscrossing. Stop being somebody else. Be who you are. Good evening to all of you. Let's face the news. Director, back to you.
Thank you very much. The very eminent barrister himself, wherever you are, we are welcoming you. We are ceaseless in our pursuits. We are making sure we do what is right before Chukwu Abiyama in heaven and before man on this very earth. That is why Biafra is going to come, and it will come in truth and in all honesty. Wherever you are on this very day, irrespective of what you are doing, this is Radio Biafra. Once again, we are live, we are interactive. The time now is 27 minutes to 8 p.m. in the evening here. It is the same time in my beloved country, in the sceptred land of Biafra, and also the same number of minutes to the top of the hour, wherever you are. We must welcome you, and we ask you to welcome other people as well. I know that we are black people from Africa. We are not normally very hardened or resilient. That is the difference between other people and us. Mentally, we are not resilient. We showed resilience by fighting the whole world for 3 years with our hands and feet bound together. blindfolded. Our fathers, our grandfathers still went to battlefield and battled evil for 3 good years. When we say that you must welcome other people, it is also your responsibility to propagate this very message, because ultimately what we are looking for, what we are seeking for, is our freedom. We are seeking the freedom, the liberation of Biafra land from the clutches of iniquity, from the veil of darkness, from a very hopeless existence, from vain glorious pursuit and acquisition of material things in a primitive fashion. We are seeking to extricate ourselves. We are looking to remove the children of God from the contamination, from the damnable, abominable creation of Frederick Lugard. That's why we are here. We mustn't forget that. If you want to follow Lugard up and down, that you follow him to hell, straight away to hell. But if you come and embrace the truth, if you embrace this Biafra that is being founded on the 2 pillars of truth and honesty, we are here to ensure that the coming of Biafra is purified, that the coming of Biafra is untainted, that we may prepare the minds of our people that when they receive their freedom, they go forth to build a country that the whole world will be proud of. You don't do it, I'll conjure it out of thin air. You educate the people to understand. You ground them very firmly in a belief system and ideology that can sustain their unique type of civilization. We can't go about always copying other people. Tell your friends, be very strong. Every blessed morning, every evening, you tell your friends, do you know I am listening to Radio Biafra? Let them know our atonement is on the 3rd and on the 4th. Anybody who does not accept Biafra as the only way out, the only way to life, eternal life is only through Biafra. That person is fathered by Hausa Fulani, is not a true child of God. You can never be a true child of God. It's impossible. For you to be a Biafran means you have automatic visa, passport to contact heaven anytime you want to. Pray and it shall be done exactly how you say it. Simple as that. We are not here to joke. We are very, very serious. This is Radio Biafra. Welcome you once again. We are going to present our news headlines and accompanying news summary. Wherever you are, irrespective of what you are doing, it is our responsibility to bring the news to you in a manner, in a fashion you will understand. We are live. We are interactive. Very soon, our lines will open. And as soon as our line opens, we shall invite you to please make your call. We will invite you to do all that you can in your capacity to ensure that Biafra comes in truth and in all honesty. We proceed. Our news headlines today and accompanying news summary. We are reporting that maybe the time has come for everybody to refine and redefine the meaning of pastor within the context of life in the Zoological Republic. Because tragedy have once again struck worry, as a pastor's wife and 4 children die in fire. Judgment is coming upon these people. They said we shouldn't judge. We are not judging anybody. We are not aware of the full circumstance. Of course, there's a tragedy because children are involved. Lives have been lost. But when people go about bandying about, when people go about misrepresenting, misquoting what is written in the scriptures, this is what happens. I said it in the morning and I will repeat this evening. Biafra is unique. Biafra is not like any other country. That is why everybody hates us, even enemies who don't know who we are. When it comes to Biafra, they get together, they want to put us down. Chukwu Abiam have now decreed that the time has come for Biafra to rise again, and nothing that mankind can do will stop it. That is the only way we can be convinced. That is the last miracle he's ever going to perform in our lives. To show you that he is God. That although all these people gather against you, that I am going to set you free. That you may know that I'm God. And worship me forever. People running all over the place, messing about with the name of God. Please be very careful. That's what we tell the criminals who are in Bilie Human Rights Initiative. The rats, the rodents, the sewer rats. Is better than them. Their master Okorocha today, we have revealed, is a member of the Oboni fraternity, Yoruba occult. Oboni fraternity, Yoruba occult. This one man, Malam Rocha Okorocha, is in Oboni, which is Yoruba cult system. He is a Malam as well, an Alahaji too, one single human being converting. This, there is nothing Igbo. He's not a member of the Okonkwo. Even people that say Igbo, this, Igbo, that. But he belongs to Oboni. No wonder these people are fighting. You know, when the forces of darkness of Satan is fighting against the forces of light of heaven, you will know. No wonder they keep inboxing people. They keep telling people, don't listen to Radio Biafra. Don't listen to Radio Biafra. All the time. You keep wondering, but why are they saying these things when they know that their master, the man who is sponsoring them, is an agent of darkness itself? Some of you did not understand it. I wasn't expecting some of you to understand it. It's in the nature of our people. We don't reason very well sometimes. No, we don't. Is it not clear now? Okorocha belongs to Ogboni fraternity, Yoruba cult system. No wonder he gives Okamanama. You take money from Imo State, you claim you're a billionaire, you're busy. Oh, my dear people. Nka kwando wanna get what runu Biafra. Ogboni, people joining Ogboni fraternity. Bilie, Ogboni, APC, Boko Haram. One set of any idiot who attends any meeting with these people on the 20th, Unufurefu, Unlarala, there will be no forgiveness. None what. Eventually we win. You will lose. It's as simple as that. You will must fail. Oboni, Bilie Human Rights Initiative, APC, Boko Haram, Islam, Al Qaeda is not good enough. Also, Oboni Frata, Oboni Cult, Oboni. You know, Chukwuebiama is wonderful. All these people that are being revealed before us. It was posted widely. I asked my assistant to post it widely today. And it was done. To let you know the type of people you are. Oh, how from Rocha Okorocha? Now we know that you people come from the depths of hell. We shall go to that later. They are congratulating him. Oboni, royal Oboni family in the Yoruba. Oboni, for that matter. That is where Bilie wants. I told you, they will take you and they will lead you to hell. Again, in your ignorance, you will die off. You will die in your ignorance. But in your next life, you will. If you see the light, you follow it. And Radio Biafra represents the light. And I warn you. All these people, their criminal dealings is coming in the open. We will expose everybody from top to bottom. Everybody. Everything will be revealed. That Biafra may be purified. Do I run away from our sins? Have I not confessed here live on air that there were some things our fathers, our grandfathers did which were an abomination before the sight of God? Did I hide it anywhere? Slavery. Did we not start slavery? We sold our own people before the white man came. Did we not create the Osu caste system that looked at a creation of God and said they are not worthy? Is it not our fault that we started to worship idol? Is it not our fault that we left Chukwuebiama to go and worship foreign gods? Have we not confessed it live on air? We have, before the hearing of the whole world, that we became sinful. And Chukwuebiama abandoned us. Today you want us to be like other. Do it like other people. Maybe in a few years' time you tell us that man should marry man. Woman should marry woman as well. Isn't it? Isn't that what I'm telling you? Those that brought you the Bible, man should marry man. When very soon they'll tell you to go and marry your dog or your donkey or your cat. Rubbish. I am a child of God. And so shall I remain. That's how I was born. The way I will live, the way I will die. It's as simple as that. We don't retreat here. We don't surrender. Tragedy have struck. They mess about with the name of God. Tragedy have struck them. 4 children dead. We're not happy about that at all, at all, at all. Children are innocent. Shouldn't be consumed in such. 10 houses raised, scores injured in Enugu community. Over moved to join Kogi. They are bastardizing your land. With the Okorocha and Bilie human rights in it. You know, you people, I don't know. I have some questions for some of our people. Some of our people. They said they went to school. In which country of the world have you heard that fought for independence and independence was won by a human rights group? Where? One example and I give up. Answer is none. In which part of the world have you seen people go to court before to win the independence? Where? None. Can't you see your foolishness and your folly? Enugu, people are dying. They want to take our land and give to Kogi. One Nigeria. The balkanization and bastardization of the land of God continues unabated. The truth and you run. The truth and you run away from it. No wonder you are slaves. Security guards, cleaners, doing care work. Some of you are doing care work this night, looking, taking care of grandmothers. The same people that came to your villages and enslaved you, took your oil money, they have lived so large, had fun in their life. In their old age, you are looking after them. Their own children are in nightclubs partying and you're taking care of them. That tells you who you are. Why? Because you failed to embrace the truth. We continue. United States doubts report of Boko Haram leader's death. Who wouldn't doubt it? I'm going to the zoo. What a Yoruba man told you that you work with, you get lost. You're which year. Even if they kill Shekau, so bloody. What's his name? Osama bin Laden not dead? Did they not kill Osama bin Laden? ISIS is far more dangerous than Al Qaeda itself that gave birth to it. ISIS is deadly. Al-Baghdadi, the controller of ISIS, is far more ruthless than Osama bin Laden or Obama bin Laden, whatever his name is. Far more deadly. Killing the head is meaningless. You always get somebody who is far more radical. When the apostles were preaching and they went to Rome and they killed them in Rome, they got people who were more fanatical. They kept bombarding Rome until Rome fell to Christianity. Rome had, to the original version of Christianity, not the nonsense given to us by Emperor Constantine. Original children of God that went to preach the gospel the way it was intended before the house of Satan got hold of it and bent it. The same thing Bilia is doing today, bending the truth about Biafra, is exactly what Constantine and his cohorts did to bend the original scriptures and give you the garbage you have today. Children of darkness. Children of darkness and they will rot in hell. That one is obvious. After wasting innocent blood, disarmed insurgents to be rehabilitated, they are now about to start their schooling in Saudi Arabia. They are now about to buy houses in Dubai. The same people involved in killing, maiming, in the dismemberment of families, they are about to get their own share of the money. That is the zoo. When some idiots from Biafra land and say, leave them, it's a true peaceful, let us be dialoguing. Ndiara. Now, anybody who is a Boko Haram insurgent, if you drop your weapon, and that is big money will be coming, anything you want to do for you. Look at you talking rubbish. It's peaceful. Today we're having sit at home. Sit on top of the tree. Sit in the forest. Sit at home on nature. Lock up your shop. Lock your shade. Ndiara. Is that how you do freedom fighting? You are the ones who are in your graves. You are in jail. They kill you. They dump you inside the Zoo River. Nothing to show for it. Look at Boko Haram with their weapons. They are begging them to stop. What do you want we give you? People who don't know history, who do not understand history. How can you understand? How can you appreciate what we are doing? Because you are not in the spirit, you can't understand it. Biafra is not any other country. No, not at all. Not any other country. We continue. They are giving them money, Boko Haram. Seized 9.3 million, the Yoruba man says the zoo is a laughing stock. Nigeria has been a laughing stock from day one. From the day you claim you are one Nigeria, you became a laughing stock. From the day you said you are a Nigerian, you are a certified criminal. From the day you said you're a Nigerian, you became an animal. A monkey is better than you. If you're a Nigerian, an ordinary dog. I don't know where I went to preach. Somebody said, are you saying that Nigerians, I don't know where it was, in a public, in a town hall meeting. Are you saying that Nigerians are animals? I said, no. Nigerians are lower than animals. He sat down. He never said anything after that. When people behave like what, I was watching a program earlier today about a dog being given barbecue chicken. You know, this pet rescue, animal rescue on TV. They are pet rescue. They want to cure the dog. They're giving the dog barbecue chicken. Nketa. In Africa, there are people being chased about by Ebola in Liberia. American troops have come to Liberia to finalize the experimentation on the people there. Ebola came long time ago, all the way from Congo. That was where every year they keep fine-tuning the virus to control, to kill off black people from Africa. They're there in Liberia. American troops have gone to Liberia. I don't know if you have seen the film Quarantine. Go and watch it. Exactly the same thing is happening in Liberia. Village is sealed off. Like biblical plague has come. If you leave that place, they'll shoot you dead. African people, what are you doing? From one useless country to another. Black people from Africa who can't reason properly, like a human being. Like human beings they are or they claim to be. Will you hear any news in Africa report that? But this is Radio Biafra now. We are telling you that American troops have landed in Liberia to continue the containment of the experimentation on the lab animals that are Africans is continuing in Liberia. Wholesome pharmaceutical testing going on in Liberia. A whole population is quarantined off. Every manner of drug being tested on them. They are being used as guinea pigs. A black man is the president of America. They have a drug that cured Americans, white people, of Ebola. They cannot bring it to Africa to cure black people. Obama is a black president in America. Oh, my Lord and my God. The zoo is a laughing stock and will remain one forever and ever. Enugu stands still for the zoo president as he approves 1,000 megawatt dirty coal plant that will be generating lung cancer. Hausa Fulani Islamic terrorists Boko Haram attack yet more villages. They have killed a pastor and they will continue to kill. Nobody is going to stop them. Who can stop them? Now the news in greater detail. Tragedy struck at the Christ Apostolic Church. Church, Ebenine. Everywhere is church. And I ask people, before, when we were growing up, there were only few churches then. Roman Catholic, Anglican, Methodist, Presbyterian, Assemblies of God Church, Apostolic Church, and Seventh-day Adventist. Then later on, Yoruba started coming. Yoruba started coming through Church of Christ Aladura. They came via Cherubim and Seraphim. They came with Oshofa. Then our dear brother Olumba Obu added his own. That became 11. Those were the predominantly churches. And things were relatively okay. As a brother reminded me this morning after the broadcast, do you know how holy our land is in those days? When you have an injury, when you have a cut on your leg, you pick up sand from the ground and pour on the wound. Sand. The wound is healed. Have you forgotten that? Unechefugo. Aja. Ipuraja. Punye. Nonya. Onyala. Sand from the ground. If you try that in London, they will amputate your leg after a few hours. But in my country, you pick up the sand from the ground, you pour it on the wound, and the wound is healed. Is that true or false? Is that true or false? Now that there are as you have checkpoint every 100 meters, you have a church. Are things better? The answer is no. Pastors are liars and deceivers. The people, the congregation, they are soaked in lies. That is why nothing works. Villages are falling apart. Why? Because our people have become liars and deceivers. Radio Biafra is here to bring you back. If you don't embrace the truth, if you don't go back and know what the truth means, you people are finished. Chukwu Abiam will wipe you away from the face of the earth. He'll be shot down to pieces. But because we call upon his name, okay, quick in here, my hands, he will not allow shame to befall his own name because he's God. That if not, tragedy have struck Christ Apostolic Church in Otumara Wari in Delta State yesterday as 5 members of a family, with the exception of the father who is a pastor in the church, died in a midnight fire believed to have been caused by an electrical fault. The inferno completely destroyed the mission house as well as part of the main church building of the church, destroying properties estimated at millions of naira. When newspapermen visited the scene, leaders and members of the church who spoke in tears lamented the loss which fell on the congregation, especially their parish pastor, John Kayode. Yoruba man, Yoruba. Not only inferno. Do you see how Yoruba churches are crumbling all over the place? Do you see? Even the United Kingdom now, they know. They listened to Radio Biafra, they said, let us go and investigate these bastards. And they have. They have found that they are criminals. Pastor Kayode. No wonder there's fire in the church. I told you, you kneel before a Yoruba pastor, you bring eternal damnation upon yourself. Chineke Akpowoku, you will not now here. Mad people. You keep kneeling. Go on now. On Sunday, you go to Yoruba church and kneel down. This is maybe. A neighbor, Bright December. That's somebody's name. Bright December. And you say that Africans are normal. Are we okay? I don't think so. Who noted the tragedy to journalists at the scene said all rescue efforts of those who came early enough were fruitless because of the iron protectors. According to him, the general belief was that the fire must have been caught or have been caused by an electrical fault in the area, which had forced people to work tirelessly the previous night to solve the fluctuating power supply. Last night about 11 p.m., some men were going around. It was like they noticed there was light problem. They were like trying to trace where the fault could have come from. In the long run, they came 3 times, and since they couldn't get where the fault was coming from, they left. At about midnight, 12:30, I heard the woman screaming for help. So we came out. When I got there, I saw the last daughter of the pastor standing very close to the louver, banging on them. There was no way I could help. Do you know why the children died? Because in Africa, we are... Oh God in heaven, African people. You know the iron protector you put in the house? That is a death trap. They say it's burglary proof against criminals. But during the olden days, during the times of our grandfathers, there is no iron, no gate, in fact, no wall. You put iron protector. Had there not been any iron protector, they would have smashed the louver glasses and brought the girls out, the little kids. But fire consumed them. The only way you can stop your place from being vandalized by criminals is to have electricity, street lighting. They have people that read engineering at the zoo universities. They came, they couldn't trace the fault. As soon as they left, there was fire and the whole place burnt down, killing children, Oberon Mwaka, dead in the zoo. People say, why do you call Nigerians? Are you not an animal? Is an animal not better than you? You're asking me why is Nigeria a zoo? He says, be you yourself talking, you're not an animal. Is it because you look like, because you wear tie and shirt and claim you're going to work? 10 houses raised, scores injured in Enugu community over move to join Kogi. In Nsukka, no fewer than 10 houses were burnt, while unspecified number of people seriously injured at Ete in Ibueze, North Local Government Area of the state, following disagreement by rival groups. They were said to be agitating over whether to remain part of Enugu state or be merged with Kogi state. Hey, Chineke no nyebere. I told you about Igbo. I-G-B-O. Igbo. Can you believe that some people, I told you that there were those fathered by Hausa Fulani people. You have them now predominantly manifesting themselves in the group following Owasulike. They are thugs. They are thugs without a brain. A few of them. Hungry, wretched Alamajiri people. But with Igbo names. They are Alamajiris. They don't ask questions. You also have them in, this is place is called Igboeze. Igboeze. There are people that come from a place called Ibueze. They want to be part of Kogi. Abraham, anything we tell you here is gospel. As to go and investigate, IGB, a bona fide son of God wants to be joined with Kogi. The fight broke out and they burnt houses in the village. An Igbo man wants to join Kogi. Kogi. From Igbo Eze, Igbo, I-G-B-O, Igbo Eze. Igbo mbụ, ndị nọ n'isi, Igbo eze, wants to go and join Kogi. And you're telling me that Igbo is okay. Anything we preach here, you may not believe it. After a short while, one thing to okay. It becomes clear. After a short while, everything is clear. You begin to see properly that what we preach here is the truth. The whole truth and not... You may not like it. It may be painful. Very painful. But in the end, you know we speak the truth. And that is what will save you. To embrace that truth. Somebody from Igweze, we are fighting for Biafra. People are looking to join us. Somebody from Igweze want to go and join Kogi. These are the people fathered by Hausa Fulani men. The blood of their father is calling them. There is a smell to blood. The blood of their father is calling them. Please come to Kogi. Come, come. The blood is thicker than water. Then I want to go and join them. And their wayward mothers that gave birth to them. Amazing. U.S. doubts report of Boko Haram leaders' death. We continue on this very news. Because people are asking me to, I should finish this very news about Kogi. So I will read it. They were said to be agitating over whether to remain part of Enugu State or be merged with Kogi State. However, soldiers from the 82 Division of the Nigerian Army have been deployed to the area to contain the situation. It was gathered that the latest violence erupted when those who wanted to be merged with Kogi State attacked a youth leader opposed to their move after burning down his house. The same thing that MASOP members do. India Nation was weakened. The same behavior, the same threat, the same line of reasoning, same line of thought. Ndiawasa to Rimeha. Mwanani. Awasa people. That is what they did. I told you, the answer to Joko Obinna, if I need to, you look at them, they look normal. Inside their blood is Awasa blood. Awasa people, when they came in 66, 67, 70, up to 1975. Hausa Fulani men caught our women and kept impregnating them. And they kept giving birth to rubbish. Rubbish and all manner of nonsense was born in Igbo land. Rubbish. Some of them, I know, you following your Wazuri came out. Those with sense in MASOP, they have left long time ago. The last of them came out with the commanders that rebelled. All these idiots, you look at them and you will know. Once you look at them, you will know that their father must be Hausa Fulani. They also came to Igweze and fathered some idiots. They went and there's always them attacking somebody. Always violent. Always in the normal Hausa Fulani. That is one thing that MASOP brought. They never go and attack their people. Hausa Fulani. They always look for our people to attack. Always. That's how you know them. No wonder they received their brother Al Mustafa and Muhammad Abacha when they came to Okwe with 21 gun salute. They received them very well there. In Igweze, when there was to remain people pregnanted by Hausa men who want to go back to join their father, and they now want to take our land to go and give to where their father comes from. And the youth leader said, "No, we are Igbo people. We are not going anywhere." And they attacked him. Typical. And now they have sent men from the 82 division. Who are they sending? Hausa Fulani soldiers to go to Igbo land. So very soon now, Igweze will be part of Kogi. Maybe they'll call it Funtua South, local government area, very soon. Or Alamajiri South, local government area. Our people do not reason. Just thank your God for Radio Biafra. Thank you for Radio Biafra. Most of you don't know what you're missing. You don't know. We continue. According to police sources at Enugu Ezike, the headquarters of the local council, the group attacked and shot the youth leader of those in favor of remaining in Enugu four times. That is the way they behave. They never attack. You will see Hausa Fulani men coming with their cattle. No, they won't attack them. Never. They welcome them. If you want to know the behavior, go and look at Owasurike's MASOP, his own people. Exactly the same behavior. When it comes to attacking Igbo people, they are very, very strong. But the same Hausa person attacking them, no, they won't do anything. Because Iman Obara, blood is thicker than water. Fathered by Hausa. Go and do DNA tests. You see what I'm telling you? Hausa Fulani, in the list. That is the damage they did. The women they pregnanted from Igbo land, they gave birth to rubbish. Those rubbish have now come to haunt everybody. Nonsense. They gave birth to. They have now come to haunt everybody. Amazing. They shot the man that said, "I'm an Igbo man, I want to remain in Enugu." They shot him 4 times. They shot him 4 times, according to the police. Although the youth leader, Mr. Matthias Eje, survived the attack, he sustained several bullet wounds from 4 shots, while his house was also burnt. The attackers also burnt other houses in another part of Ete. The injured youth leader was said to be recuperating at a private hospital named Withheld in Enugu. It was alleged that those in favor of remaining in Enugu state later regrouped and launched a reprisal attack by burning some of the houses of the alleged attackers before the deployment of soldiers. I told you that God will destroy you. Igbo land. Unless you turn back to him before it's too late. We are the ones. You are supposed to be coming very close to us and letting us understand how grateful you are. You continue this way, you'll be extinct. From the face of the earth. You'll be gone and gone forever. We continue. The United States voiced skepticism on Thursday over reports from the Zoo military that Boko Haram leader Bakar Shekau has been killed in recent clashes with the troops. The Nigerians have announced several times that the head of Boko Haram was dead, and every single time we found out this is not true, a senior State Department official told reporters. What I read recently is that Shekau's lookalike or some Shekau impostor was killed, and then I read later that maybe Shekau himself was killed. I don't put a lot of weight on those stories until we see more evidence, the official added, asking not to be identified. The Nigerian Defense Ministry said on Wednesday that Shekau was dead and that one Bashir Muhammad, killed during recent clashes with troops, was a lookalike who had been impersonating him on videos. Their announcement was the first time that the military high command had said that Shekau was dead, after refusing to confirm 2 previous claims from police and the regional task force in 2009 and 2013. But analysts also dismissed it as propaganda, and the State Department official highlighted that Boko Haram was still carrying out attacks, which is correct. The United States remains committed to trying to find some 200 schoolgirls kidnapped in Gandiara. 200 schoolgirls kidnapped. Find them. I thought you said you've dismantled Boko Haram. So where are the girls then? The parents of the girls said, "We have done funeral rites for them. Please forget them." And Jonathan gave them money. Everybody went home very happy. You want to find who? Find your mother in Sambisa Forest. Mad people. Now that America is saying it, maybe you can believe them because they are white people. Because most of you don't believe black people, and I don't blame you. I don't blame you. We are very backward. I know that very well. We are not worthy of belief. But you have to believe what we are telling you on Radio Biafra, because here we make it our duty to ensure that truth is brought to you the way it is intended. We don't hide anything. The federal government of the Zoological Republic has revealed that those insurgents who surrendered their weapons to the Nigerian troops will be rehabilitated back to the society, which means I will give them money. Anything they want, I shall give to them. The Nigerian military recorded a huge success last week, Tuesday, September 17, when it killed a man who appeared in recent videos claiming to be the leader of the Islamic militant group Boko Haram, Abubakar Shekau, in a gun battle. The man, identified as Mohammed Bashir, died when government troops defending the northeastern town of Konduga killed some top Boko Haram commanders in an attack on a convoy of rebel vehicles. Following the killing of their commander, some insurgents surrendered themselves to the Nigerian troops and pleaded for mercy after surrendering their weapons. Speaking on Thursday on the fate of the insurgents that surrendered their weapons, the coordinator of National Information Center, Mr. Mike Umeri, during a press briefing, ruled out the possibility of prosecuting them. In other words, there will be no prosecution for Boko Haram members. You can kill as many Igbo people as possible. You can kill as many Christians as possible. Any day you drop your weapons, you get your money. Now, if you want to make money, pick up your gun and start killing Christians around you. Kill your friends around you. Surrender your weapons later, and then you get big money to go to Arab land to go and stop the Arabic and come back as a minister for external affairs. Things are happening in this zoo, isn't it? We continue. Lagos State Governor Mr. Babatunde Fashola said yesterday that the 9.3 million cash seized by the South African government has made the zoo a subject of ridicule worldwide. The money meant for arms was seized from 2 Nigerians, 2 monkeys from the zoo, as you say, and an Israeli national. The governor, who spoke at the 2014 Gani Faomi Memorial Colloquium held at the University of Lagos. This is how Yorubas propagate their people. Gani Faomi Colloquium. Is there any colloquium for Dr. Michael Obara? No. Any colloquium for Alvin Ikoku? No. Any colloquium for Sam Mbakwe? No. Any colloquium for Nnamdi Azikiwe? No. Do you see how Yoruba use their media to promote their own people? Gani Fawemi colloquium. And they are reporting it. Their governors are attending. in Lagos. So if it's Igbo people now, they go and fix it in Ontario. The colloquium is in Ontario, is in London, is in Ukraine. Yoruba is having their own colloquium in Yoruba land. In the Igbo dance, so they go to Houston, Texas, and they are around. Hopeless people name Hejiche. Houston, Texas. They start to sell magazine spaces. They start to advertise. They start to buy relevance. Yoruba, Gani, Fawemi Memorial Colloquium 2014 with Lagos State Governor in attendance. What he's now saying, he will not tell you that he bought two bulletproof cars. No, he didn't buy any. He's telling you that the zoo is a laughing stock. So when you bought two bulletproof vehicles, it's not a laughing stock. It's now that it's a laughing stock. Yoruba Junu name Egburegbu. Igbo people. Any colloquium, because there's no money in it. No money. Over the years, mounting evidence has accumulated against coal research. Jonathan is planning to build coal at Enugu. We dealt with it this very morning, and we're saying no. We have a better technology to generate electricity. We have people. We have learned Biafrans. We will generate electricity in Biafra. I met the man during my travel. I will not tell you where. We will generate electricity using microwave. There will be no, in fact, it can happen. They will know. They will see that indeed we are the children of the light. That God blessed us as a people. Hausa Fulani Islamic terrorists, they kill pastor and 19 others. They say we have won the war against Boko Haram, but have killed more people. We are reporting today also that the U.S. troops are now in Liberia. United States have flown in top-level secret troops to go and land in Liberia and contain the Ebola. They are carrying out experimentation on African people in Liberia for American pharmaceutical companies. It's happening right now as we speak, this very night. American troops are in Liberia, experimenting on wretched black people in that very country, unfortunate enough to be in that country, because Liberia is the fastest growing country in the world by population rate, and they want to contain it. That is why they have given them HIV. It did not work. Now they brought Ebola, which is far more deadly, and American troops are there right now this evening as we speak. This is Radio Biafra. Here you hear the truth. Here we speak it without fear before any other person. Barrister is with me. Barrister, please, what do you make of our presentation this evening? Go ahead. Barrister, can you hear me?
Absolutely, Director.
Please go ahead.
Thank you once again for the news. Director, let me start with the Babatunde governor of Lagos with the castigation and the ridiculing of Goodluck Jonathan's government because of this cash arm deal in South Africa. Throughout Obasanjo regime, did any Yoruba media criticize Obasanjo? The answer is no. Two days ago, I was telling you, the Yoruba, they don't criticize each other. This is one thing. If you might see it as good or you might see it as bad. They do not criticize one another. They condone a lot of evils that their people perpetrate. They don't tell nobody. They cover it up. Instead, they will promote them. This is what they do. But what do our own people do? Our own people will be the first to show you out, to tell the public that this is the reason why this is done. Who is that guy writing against Ihejirika? Is he not an evil person writing against Ihejirika for Ihejirika to be brought to book because Ihejirika was doing his job as somebody who was invited to contain the evil deeds of Hausa Fulani Boko Haram? But Ihejirika is being now castigated by his own people. But the Yorubas will cover the ills of their own people. Instead, they will put them. Remember, we are in one expired Nigeria. It's expired, but they are still promoting it. Boko Haram, of course, with amnesty anytime, any day. Look, we'll release them, give them money, buy them SUVs. They'll carry on killing. Ben Onwuka and his people are still in jail. They didn't go there with any gun. They just go there to demonstrate, to tell the people around that area that the injustice is getting too much. Biafra need their own peace. That is the reason why Ben Onwuka is still where he is up to today. The Hausa Fulani Boko Haram arrested trying to build this particular church in Port Harcourt Owerri Road. They have been released. We are told that they are just travelers. how many convoys of a car. They are travelers. They've been released. Nobody saw them be paraded. But Ben Onwuka and his people were paraded naked. Director, haven't we had enough of the hypocrisy in the zoo? Haven't we have enough wickedness against the Biafrans and the Igbo people? Haven't we had enough that when a Nigerian zoological people committed a crime, they'll be exonerated? If it is done by a Biafran person, man or woman, you'll be pursued, hunted down. And still, some of our people who are taking some few bribes are still not aware that they have been punished because of who they are. It baffles me. Instead of our people to form one front, they'll be divided. And then making people to say, oh, the Igbos are not united. Biafrans are fragmented because of a few greedy, stupid individuals. You collect money, you betray your own people. And those, your opponents, will commit more crime than you, but they are saved. Nobody will bring them to book. When your own brother or your sister is found wanting, you will instead help them. Those who are killing you, you will help them as far as they give you some money to buy bread for the day. You betray your brother. I just wish that Biafra will come today so that all these wicked acts will be stopped. Look at Enugu or the Anambra trying to shift into Kogi. A lot of things are happening in our places, in our villages. A lot of things are happening. One day, we decide to go and join Zamfara because there is no money.
Rochas has taken you people now.
You are not you will take us to Zamfara to go and stay there. Only for me to come back home. They say our land is now in Zamfara.
Yes.
Because there is no money. Director, the more we hesitate, the more evil is coming into our homes, towns and villages. Our people are getting too greedy. They are now being blinded with wickedness and evils. They don't even care what is happening to the people behind them or those who are coming after them. They believe in kill and work for immediate satisfaction, forgetting of a better tomorrow. I think I'm becoming sick. That Anna to somebody. You want to save somebody. They're not even prepared to save themselves.
Because of your Hausa, barrister, is the people pregnanted by Hausa Fulani soldiers when they came during the war. Their children have now grown up. And they want to go and join the family of their people. These are the people that will not attack Hausa Fulani cattle herders when they destroy the crops in our farms or rape our women. But they are willing to go and kidnap and attack Igbo people. That is how you know them. They are the ones playing over Suriki. That is how you... A band of vagabonds and vultures. That is what they do. Now these people in Kogi, in Enugu, they have discovered that inside them, there are, because why would you say, I want to go and join Hausa Fulani people? It's because you're Hausa Fulani now. That is the only thing. Because the blood gravitates towards one another, isn't it?
Director, could you tell me, please, why is it that bad things is apt and quite easily to dominate good ones, irrespective of the good ones might be even higher in number, larger in space, yet the few bad ones can easily distract and corrupt the good ones?
I will tell you why. Because in the beginning, what did God find? It was darkness. God had to create light to remove darkness. So evil is a necessary part of nature. Nature is bound in evil. A place is a forest until you build a beautiful house in it. It will remain a forest. You cannot come and see a beautiful forest with houses growing out of it. It takes you 10, 15 years to build your house in the village, but it can only take you 10 seconds to knock it down. Evil is far more easier to come by. From the beginning was darkness. And darkness could not comprehend light when light came. That is the way life is. Evil is ever permanent. It's only the good. That is why it takes a lot of hard work to do good. But you must continue doing it, barrister. That's the way life is.
Good evening, director.
Good evening. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are now open. Wherever you are, we are taking your calls. If you call us, we will be able to answer you. Anything you tell us is going to be put out to the hearing of the entirety of humanity. We are on two Skype lines, Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1, with the time now standing at 20 minutes past 8 p.m. here in the evening. The same time in my beloved, my blessed land of Biafra, we welcome each and every one of you. And we continue to ask you to welcome those around you. Our lines are now open and we are going to take your calls. You call us, we take your calls. The first caller for the day, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra, your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Good evening, your name and where you are.
My name is Onyekachi Victor Nabi. I'm calling from Togo. I'm from Obaru.
From Obaru. I hope Obaru is not looking to join, Niger State? Is Obaru looking to join Niger State?
No, God forbid, God forbid.
Amandi Aneze, Amandi Ibosulike. Please go ahead.
Director, you are coming in fast. I so much like your comment today.
Thank you.
And I confess, if you're a woman, I will come and pay your bright price.
Thank you. You're very kind. Thank you very much.
Honestly speaking, I like you. Honestly speaking, keep it up.
Thank you.
So, Director, please, I want to use this opportunity to announce today that is when our meeting could not hold. So, we'll shift it to next Friday by 5 o'clock.
Okay.
At Olugoba at the back of your town. So the number to call if you are missing road is 9965004040. I take it again, 9965004040. Director, thank you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. We have a caller on the phone. This caller, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, stay where you are. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my name is Mazi Azukoma Uche Osakwe. I'm calling from Republic of Ireland.
Thank you very much, Osakwe. I like your name. Go ahead, please. The world is listening. The whole world is listening, including Obama. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm the author of the book, The Divided House, We Go at the Crossroads, that was published last August, the month of August the 9th, at the Dublin. My book essentially discusses on issues of Indibo and at the crossroads and the political issues. Also talks about the generational gap. And what I'm trying to ask is that a friend who is also a member of Biafra in Republic of Ireland, we will have a dialogue on issues of the Biafra. So I was trying to know whether that name has to be changed from Republic of Biafra to a name that is more acceptable to Ndibo, especially bearing in mind that name Biafra is also a coin from the Portuguese or Spanish that who came to Nigeria. If we want to indigenize our name, we have to go by the name that is more suitable for Ndibo than the Republic of Biafra. That's my argument.
You're a writer and you're a researcher. When do you think that do you think Igbo Nation existed before?
Of course, I wouldn't say the Igbo Nation is the Igbo Nation. We will have been in existence even before any other nation.
I will ask you again. Where is the capital of Igbo Nation? If it's a nation before, where is the capital?
It's Enugu.
Enugu.
Yes, Eastern Pastor.
Okay. Not only, but Enugu.
I wouldn't go if we look at spiritually. And the spiritual vision, we can agree that the Uri is of spiritual, of Igbo spiritual land, not a capital, not a political capital.
There is something, I don't know. Did you live in Lagos or Kaduna?
No. I spend all my time in Accra.
Then I want you to get a pen and paper. You're a writer, but you are about to learn some things this evening. Get a pen and paper. I want you to do some research.
Yes, go ahead.
Did the Portuguese colonize us?
No, the Portuguese did not colonize us.
Are you saying that the Portuguese gave us the name Biafra?
No. Biafra was the climate. It's the title of Biafra, which is the arm of the
I can't hear you, my brother. You're breaking up. This our conversation is very, very important. I want it to be heard.
Okay.
Please move about a bit. Where your eye is not very clear, and don't put us on speaker. Don't put it on speaker, please. Speak direct into the phone. I will ask you again. Do you think that the Portuguese gave us the name Biafra?
That's right. Listen, my argument is that Biafra is an adaptation by Ojukwu. It was adopted by Ojukwu. The argument is that what I'm trying to say is that the Bight of Biafra, if you look at the map of Africa, at the Atlantic Ocean that surrounded Edison, we call it the Bight of Biafra.
Who named it Biafra? Who named it Biafra?
The Biafra is by the Portuguese. Those who came selling at that area at that particular time before the coming of the British, they were selling on that the Gulf of Guinea, and they called that area the Bight of Biafra.
Why would they call it a name that doesn't exist before? Why would they come and just give a name called Biafra without any historical reference to that very name? How is that possible?
Well, if you look at the historical references, when this man went Flora. Gave the name Nigeria, there was no any historical reference to that.
But there was a river called Niger.
Yes, Niger was a name adopted. And who gave the Niger the name? The Niger was given by also the Portuguese who was navigating at that particular river. And
yes.
Who named it River Niger. The same way they named the Bight of Biafra, because they were trading along those coasts and they were trading with Africa.
Why was it named? Hang on a second. The river Niger itself that you're talking about is a Latin word for black river in a black country, which means Niger. The river of the Niger people. It was the largest river in that particular world. So there is a resonance to it. I'm trying to get the resonance. Niger or Niger or Niger is not a name that came up from the air. They referred it to something. If we go by your analysis, that means that the word Biafra must have been referenced to something. But let's put that one to one side. The reason why I'm drawing you on all these things is for you to exhaust your line of argument. Do you know that my village is called Afara? Hello?
Go ahead. What did you say?
My village is called Afara.
Nigeria is called Afara.
No, my village, I said. My village where I come from is called Afara.
Okay. Okay.
If you put B-I in front of Afara, what does it give you?
Afara, okay, you put B on top of it, becomes B-I, Biafra, is it?
It becomes Biafra, my dear brother. I'm coming. I asked you to get a pen and paper, and I'm sure you have one now.
Okay.
We are descended from two flanks. We formed a three-point triangle. We are descended from two areas, from Egypt and from the Afar region in Ethiopia. We settled where we are today, which is the final point where we are. The name Afara, for your information, please, came from the Afar region. And there are people who are more original than that, which is also our own stock. They are called the Afarensis people. Write it down. Afarensis people. Very old and very ancient people. I want to write it down. What I'm trying to prove to you, my dear brother, is that the word Biafra is not a fluke or conjured up from thin air. That's what I want to prove to you. Now, the calling of the people of the Afar region that came down, and from where we derived our name from, is before we are called Biafra. The Afar region of Ethiopia, their calling is, if you put B-I, which is to call, it becomes Biafra. That was our first name, B-I-A-F-A-R, Biafra. Over time, it became Biafra, which is the name of my village. And Afara in the local context means come and join. Afara means come and join. Therefore, Biafra means come and join. And lastly, the progression of the names is this. Afar region in Ethiopia, Biafra, the calling out of those people to come, the Afar people, Biafra, come and join, and then Biafra. The Portuguese called us Biafraes with ES at the end of it. Go and check the maps. It is all there for all to see. And Afara is not only restricted to Ibeku alone. Afara is scattered all over the place, including Abagana. There is Afara in Abagana. So that tells you, even from its originality, we have always been there. But I will go one step further to enlighten you, my dear brother, that the name Biafra have always been there from time immemorial. Ojukwu did not give us the name Biafra. It wasn't his own idea. Ojukwu is the Moses of our time. He came to point the kingdom of God to us, and then he departed. When he died, we knew that Biafra was at hand. Ojukwu took the word Biafra because Frank Opigo told him to use the name Biafra. Frank Opigo is an Ijo man. He's a learned man. Frank Opigo is the principal of Okreka Grammar School. He was a member of the House of Chiefs at Enugu in those days that advised Ojukwu to declare Biafra. Frank Opigo told him, the name of this country will be called Biafra. It's an Ijo man. Biafra did not come from an Igbo person. An Ijo man said it should be named Biafra because the man is learned. The man understood where we came from, and the man wanted us to be part and parcel of this very ancient nation. That one by the side. When Queen Victoria came to come and colonize us, when he sent Royal Niger Company, Frederick Lugard, and they all came marauding all over the place, killing people. Listen very carefully, please. They went to Shekri land, and they said to the Shekri chiefs, we have come to make a treaty with you between the chiefs of the Shekri land and Biafra. What I'm trying to point out to you is that if you come to all parts of Africa that was named, there is no name that was given to a place that is completely foreign. They must find a local future to name it against. In other words, if we go with your own argument to say that the Portuguese came and conjured up Biafra from thin air, the answer is no. There must be a reference. I'll give you an example. Boni, for instance. Boni, which is Igwenga. I can accept with you that the Portuguese gave it Boni, but Boni means something. Boni means beautiful people. The people they met at Boni were very beautiful, very good looking. They named it Boni. That is the meaning of the word Boni, beautiful people. Now, if you look at it also very, very well, the name Calabar, for instance. Calabar is a corrupt version of Calabari. If you go there, you will see it. Calabari is the same thing as Calabar. It is the same thing. So there is always a reference point. You just can't come in and name a place, Georgetown, for instance. Georgetown, which is a purely English. Not in Africa, there is always a local reference point, my dear brother. That's what I want to tell you. So we have traced our origin back to the beginning of time itself. We know who okay. We are. It's not conjured up.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much. What I want to say, I may disagree on the issue of tracing the genealogy of Ndibo to Egypt. I disagree with that. I think most intellectuals in Ndibo can agree with me. People like Professor Mwabueze, people like Professor Omichi, who is an archaeologist, that's the origin. In fact, the issues that MDF Jeffrey, an archaeologist, who stated that Igbo came from Egypt, to every other person among Igbo, we think that is an insult. Because we agreeing that the saying that the Igbos come from Egypt, it means that it is some of those lost tribes that was dispersed from the Jews who ran to Egypt. That is the argument. No, Igbo have been existing till the place they are till today. Then we'll take out to an argument by Michael Echero. Michael Echero, who was saying that the Ngwe civilization, which when you look at the work of Professor Tonstan Shaw, who look at the excavation of Igbo Ukwu and believe that he started from the 19th century, he was looking at it from such a spiritual angle, which it informs that kind of spiritual issues. So both Mwabuese and Michael Echero was a contentious that when you look at the Isu group of Igbo nations would appear to be the largest in population and seems to occupy a contentious stretch of land which centers within that area. No. But the proper agreement, they have contested that. No scholar has said that is when Professor Origi John Wachinemeze presented at Ahiajoku lecture and said that, I quote from him, he says the Igbos, that the spread helped to harmonize the Igbo cultural area, the area he called the cultural area, which is stretching from the Olu section of Isu, that claim from Isu, to that project nectar of named the Igbo Agede, which is was spiritually and sensually advanced and founded the Ama Igbo, the abode of the Ndibo. So it is no contention from the Ama Igbo and Olu, where the blacksmith center and agricultural practices before the origins and the origin of the Igbo came from, which he claimed and believed, and everybody said, is that what he called Umu Igbo Agede. That's the children of Igbo Agede, which, if you shorten it, it become Umu Igbo. That is the origin of Ndibo. So Igbo has been there even before, before the coming of the Christ, or what they call the BCE. So any other person who's saying, or any other person who said, oh, Igbos from Egypt, Igbos from the Hebrew.
I said Biafra.
Hold on, I'm coming.
Okay. Because other people may want to come in at some point.
It's all right.
Your premise presupposes something that which I never implied in the first place. I was trying to explain to you the coming of the word of Biafra. You talked about Thurston Shaw that did some archaeological work in and around Nri a while ago. Can you tell me what the Star of David is doing at Nri? The Star of David, which is a Jewish symbol. What's he doing in Igbo land?
The Star of Egypt, Israel.
The Star of David. Yes.
It's the Star of Israel of David doing in Igbo land.
Yes. What is he doing in Igbo? Why was it excavated and found in Igbo land? What is the Star of David doing there?
I wouldn't know.
Why is it called Obu God? Why is it called Obu, the compound of God, which you have in the Bible? Why is it there?
It can be a coincidence.
Coincidence that you have the Star of David buried in the ground and there's a place called the God.
In fact, the most archaeologists have checked it. There is no correspondence with that.
No, so the Star of David just fell from heaven and fell into the soil and remained there.
It was, people assumed that it was, but when the archaeologists, they are the ones who went to look at it and discover that was.
Where is the practice? Where did the practice of circumcision come from on the eighth day for a child? Where did it come from?
Now, it's not the only. Look at, when you look at the choir groups, every choir group, and who made up of the choir groups, the Congo Basin, stretching from Nigeria down to Nigeria to Swahili, they practice also circumcision.
I will repeat what I said. Maybe you didn't understand me. I will say repeat.
No, I do. I said.
We circumcise on the eighth day after the burning of after a male child is born. Which other people circumcise on the eighth day precisely?
The Swahili group.
That is not correct. That is number one.
No, go and find out.
I'm coming.
Okay.
Swahili. Mm-hmm. You said Swahili. Now let me also make one thing very clear to you. Why the name Biafra is very apt, and why Afara means come and join. If you are listening to Radio Biafra in the past, you will hear, I have said it here before, there were people staying where we are today before these new arrivals came. They are called the Bijango people. They taught us how to do palm oil. If you go to Yoruba land, the way they process palm oil is different from how we do it. The Bijango, the remnants of the Bijango people, which are the original inhabitants of that very place, the people we used to call them the people of the forest, they are now found in Guinea. That is, the last of them is now found in Guinea. There are two people that make up that part of the world. The Bijango people and the Luangos. The Luangos went into extinction, completely gone and buried. They don't no longer exist. But the Bijango people, from where the name like Omenka came from, I do not dispute the fact that they could have started the remnants of the tradition of the culture that today you call Igbo. But that people came from these two axes, from Egypt and also from Ethiopia. And I will tell you why that is the case. If you look across the stretch of the entire coast of West Africa, the only place you find light-skinned people are in Biafra land. The only other light-skinned people are the Moors. The Moors, meaning the Fulani people, those that were mixed with the Arabs. Is that correct or not? Hello?
I'm listening, yeah.
I asked you a question. Is that correct? Is there any other place along the coast of West Africa where you have the natural light-skinned people apart from Biafra land?
I don't think so.
Exactly. We got our light skin from Ethiopia. We got some of our... I'm coming. Let me finish, please. Very, very important that you understand this very, very clearly. That there are only three people with the type of belief systems that we have. Only three. They are the Hebrews, the Ethiopians, and ourselves. No other group of people have the same type of traditional belief systems. There we are people existing where we are. And to tell you about the movement and the migration, to tell you that we are a migrating people, Igbos couldn't have been one people standing in one place, not moving. That is why I have always tried to distinguish between Igbo and Biafra, but most scholars don't quite understand it. Igbo could have derived some semblance of their culture and their tradition from the existing Aborigine Bijango culture. I don't dispute that. But what I'm trying to point out very, very clearly is this. That the traces of us coming from Egypt and coming from Ethiopia is very, very evident for all to see by the way we do things, by the way we circumcise on exactly the same day, the eighth day, by the way we have one monolithic God, the way we wash our hands before we eat, the distinction between what is clean and what is unclean. These are ancient practices, ancient, which you can never divorce from anybody. Very, very concise, very, very clear. Look at Afara, for instance. I come from Afara. If you start to travel all the way from the confluence, from which is the Mambala, which is the area where we settled, and begin to come down, you will see Afara in different places. Every village is duplicated. And most recently, my dear brother, the last of this migration is even on Hafia. Or Hafia stayed at Ibeku for a very long time before they migrated to where they are today. So the issue of migration have always been there. If you look at Igbo Binozo, for instance, we have always been a migrating people. The facts and the evidence are there that we migrate all the time, and we are great migrators. If you look at what I have said to you right now, if you look at the skin color, if you look at the physical features of Biafran people, it is very, very different from all the other people of West Africa. Go and check it very well. The only people you will find, because when we came there, we mixed with the people of the forest. That is how we derive some of the cultures or some of the mishmash of what we call culture today. From nobody is saying that the forest was empty when people started to migrate down to that very place to come and join them. In my own village, we have Omo Obasi, we have Umboko. They came from Ibere to come and, from Ibere to come and join us. They are not original to our village. When this issue came up during the chieftaincy tussle, during the who is going to be the king or not, people told them where they came from. That they are not original. There were people who were there before they came. And those people will receive pride of place before they themselves that came later on to come and join us will. That is how life is. We've always been migrating. So this idea that there is one standing place, one standing Igbo place, coming from somebody who lives in Lagos, like Professor Mwabeze, is unacceptable to me because I've not seen the evidence corroborate it.
Thank you very much. That's what I'm saying. You know, there has always been a contentious argument on this. You have a right to agree on that, but I don't agree on that. And I have every evidence, you know, from both scholars, from archaeologists to historians, who never, you know, subscribe to that argument, which to some of them felt that it's a pedestrian argument. Igbo has always remained that. Igbo has always originated from that Igbo. No other.
I don't doubt you. I don't know. I said before the most original people on this very earth. I have said it before, and I will repeat what I said, so you understand me very clearly. The people that occupy where we are today, the original processors of palm oil, are called the Bijango people. I have said that before. Where we are, they kept shrinking and shrinking, that you only have the original Bijangos now in Guinea. Don't get me wrong. They are called the people of the forest. I'm making this very, very clear, so that people understand this. So there were people there before the other migrants came. But all the cultures mixed together to have what you have today. But what the contention here, I wouldn't call it contention, because if you go to Ethiopia, you see the Afar region. It is there, very, very clear for all to see. The same spelling, the same, everything is the same, down to the last T. And again, I put it to you, if you're traveling from Ethiopia, coming down to where we are today, the only thing you will see along the way are very dark-skinned people, very, very black. And then you come to Biafra land, you begin to see people who are of lighter complexion. It's not a coincidence. It can never be a coincidence. If you trace the genealogy of that, they came from somewhere. The same way we are mixing today. Even some of us are married to Yoruba women or married to Yoruba men. Very soon in the future, you might even say we come from Yoruba land. Who knows? Thank you very much, my dear brother. I would love to read your book. I would love to read it. If I can get my hands on it, I would love to read it.
It's all right.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you for calling. That is very good. That is how I love it sometimes, for people to debate intellectually. I love it. And everywhere is going crazy. Our dear sister, Neka, Igwenago, Neka, Igwenago, which means that heaven. I long for heaven. You see the love of names you answer. Igwenago. We want to go to heaven. That's her name. Neka is writing here that Biafra don't only mean come and join, but also come and join and eat. She said BLC Fariba, I don't know, which means eat. It is only those who have abundance who will call people to come and eat. And we have abundant resources. I also agree with you. It means many things to many people. And who else has something to say about it? Let me see. No other. It's only our dear sister who wrote something about this very issue. I thought others wrote something about it. If they do, I shall bring them to you. I like to learn from people. Having intellectual debate is from... Callistus Dominic is writing. He said, we have Ata in Olo, even in Ikeduru. Ata Ikeduru. We even have Ata in Igala as well, the Ata of Igala. And there is Ata also in Ethiopia. The same name is in Ethiopia, according to Callistus Dominic. I don't think that is a coincidence as well. Thank you for that. Callistus, thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra, and our lines are open. I don't know if we have anybody on Skype. Let's go to the line first before we go to Skype. Please, the caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, my able director. Good evening, and good evening to all Biafrans all over the world.
Good evening.
My name is Lee, calling from Anambra State. In Biafra land.
Thank you very much. What is your name?
My name is Sunday Ihenemegwa, calling from Anambra State.
Thank you, Sunday. Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Yes, go ahead. Please. Go ahead.
Yes. My Honorable Director, I just want to know about the Day of the Atonement, a land that is foretold and fought, and we are really preparing for it, but I just want to get it right so that I wouldn't make a mistake, because I find that the scripture is really a blessed day for us. So I want to know what time should we start? What time to what time?
We start 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock on the 3rd. We start from 4 o'clock on the 3rd, and we continue into the 4th. From sunset on the 3rd to sunset on the 4th. 4 o'clock on the 3rd to 4 o'clock on the 4th.
You leave PM.
Yes, PM, from 4 p.m. on the 3rd to 4 p.m. on the 4th, from sunset.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you very much, my dear brother. That is our atonement, which we are preparing for. We have a caller on Skype. They've been waiting for a very long time. The caller on Skype, thank you for waiting. Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Brother, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, my dear brother, please. Go ahead. I can hear you very well, and so is the rest of the world. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, director. Good morning here in Malaysia.
And good evening from
my name is Obi Chima Obi. I'm from Umuchukwu, Umezala, in Imemba North, Imo State.
Yes.
I thank you very much, Director, for all what you are teaching for us here. We are learning a lot from you. There is something I want to say. You know, sometimes when you are measuring about the name of our village or our kindred, and some people thought that maybe you are joking or what, you know, I have learned a lot from the meaning of our name of our village in here, because I thought that I was the only person that have this name in my village, Umezala and Umutiki. In my village, I don't know that there are other people.
Hold on. Ndume Ibeku, my mother's village, Ndume Ibeku. This only Ndume only. They have Umezala and Umuchukwu. They have in here, which is light. Only one village in Ndume. They have Umezala. They have Umuchukwu. Umezala means the children of the king of the land, of the king of heaven, in fact. And Umuchukwu, the children of God. They have Ihe, which is, we pronounce Ihe, which means light. You know, all around us, there is evidence. I don't know what other evidence we are looking for. Please go ahead.
You know, sometimes when we talk, some people thought that maybe you are just joking, or you are just talking out of your sense. Maybe you don't know what you are saying or what, because I see some people, sometimes they drag or something that is not very simple, very understanding, and some people like to drag about it. There is something I want to say, Director, about your news or headline today, about the place in Anambra State or Enugu who want to join to another Hausa Fulani, you know.
Yes.
There is something that I want to say sometimes, you know, there is something that our people will be doing. When I was in Nigeria, I'm a businessman, I do cow business, I sell cow when I was in Nigeria. Then one morning like that, in my kindred, Umezala, in Himemba, no, Imo State, there is one useless guy like that from Afrika, from Finani, you know, we are doing the same business with him then. So one early morning like that, I was in slab. I want to kick out then in the morning like that. And there is something, we have been talking about, I don't know what brings that matter about Biafrans, you know, and we're talking about Ojukwu's matter. And you know what that guy did? Before you know it, I was discussing that matter with my brother there, and maybe he was hearing what we are saying, because the guy can speak a little bit, you know. So the guy, he see what we are discussing, and he just jumped up into that matter and started talking anyhow. And telling me, my front there, telling us we are about four or four there, included him, and telling us how they killed us in the during Biafra war. And he was trying to tell me that we can never achieve something Biafra in Nigeria forever. We can never achieve anything like Biafra. Instead, they are ready to kill us again. You know? I was trying dragging that matter with him immediately. And unfortunately, my senior brother was there that time. So that thing wanted to get on a serious problem between me and him, and I was trying to respect my brother, and I just leave that guy alone. After I leave him, and that the kind of word that guy used on me, you know, in my own house, in my own house, not even other place, even not even over my own house, Gogo, the guy was challenging me and telling me that they are ready to kill us again. And he was saying like as if we are nothing, you know, and I was looking at him, you know, I was looking at the particular guy that is saying this. Even I look at him, the guy don't even have a job, and he was making mad. That thing just boiled my mind. Immediately after we finished that cow and we get out from this lab and came inside market. And that guy did not know that word that he mentioned is still paining me. So unfortunately, I was trying to do another thing, and the guy is still challenging me again. Do you know what happened? I just, in midst of people, even more than thousands of people was inside that market. Before in 30 seconds, I just beat this boy out of hell. Before 30 seconds, blood, more than 40 teeth just fall out from his mouth. Every blood was just falling everywhere, you know. And people were surprised, asking me, what happened? What happened? Even when we are quarreling, nobody knows. And people that is around there that have never known that, I have got annoyed with him for the past 5 or 10 minutes ago in that slab when we are killing cow. And people was wondering what caused the problem, you know. I just beat that guy to show him that thing that they're claiming and what that thing that they're feeling that they are is not their right. It's just that because of they just have the little opportunity based on the foolishness of what our people did, you know, and they just take it as pride and take it as their right, you know. Before I know it, The guy, after that, the guy went to bring a knife and he wanted to kill me with knife, full force, you know, breathing. That part lasted more than 5 to 6 hours. You understand? Mm-hmm. And people was begging me to run and leave him. I said, I can never run. I can never run. I can never go anywhere. This is my house. I can never leave my house to that particular guy from Finland. Come here, make him out in my house. Before that, I went to my house and bring peace. I said, and he knows that I see the peace. I said, if you do not say that, I will shoot you and he will die. You know, when he see that peace, what he did, he went to, he called other his brothers. Even from those people, the people that's from Aokigwe, Lopata, Enugu, he just called them. And they from Enugu came to my place and come to fight me. You know, when all of them came and they see me, and he asked him, who is the person that, they said that it's me. He said, ha, if it is this man, they cannot fight him. Oh. And I asked them, you people come to fight me or what? They say no, they want to know what is the problem. And he reported to them that I was fighting with him. I said, yes, why can't I fight with him? He's trying to come to my home, inside my own house, and be claiming that he was the person, he was the owner of my house. He was the owner of my village. That I don't have anything to say. I don't have any power. I don't have any rights in my own house. You know? So, if it is the way all of us, or our youth, are even dealing with those people, you know, sometimes, all these things that they are doing, they will not be like this. But I wonder sometimes when you are telling us how these people are maybe telling us how people these people are dealing us in Enugu, in Anambra, and there is youth, there is many people there, and they just keep kind. You know, I was confused. I said, because those people are, if you come at us of fighting, they are not even strong. They are nothing. They are nothing. They don't have a problem. Even they don't even reach us half. But sometimes they will just allow them, they will just be intimidating us, like I said, it is their right. Why it is not their right? I just want to thank you and also want to tell our fellow Biafran that what you are saying here about our name, our village name. You know, some people know their name and they don't know the meaning of their name. And they are waiting where you come and explain to them and tell them the meaning of that their particular name and their village, why they have fathers and elderly people in their village. And when you tell them here also, they will still be dragging why their father is alive. They cannot even call their father and ask them father. If their father will still tell another different thing. You know? I just want to thank you, and that is what I want to say, Director. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And God bless you too, my Deborah. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, up and we'll stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Anything we say here is substantiated. You may not believe it, but in the fullness of time, the facts will hit you. I asked our brother a very simple question. Where else do you find light-skinned people across the entire coast, not just of West Africa, but going down into Central Africa? There is no other place, apart from Biafra land. No other place. That means that the people that possess this very genetic trait, they must come from somewhere where people are light-skinned. Common sense. Nobody can say we are not the children of God. How come we have Igwe Kala? How come we have Umueza and Igwe Umuchukwu? Where did that come from? Where did the naming... Why are we answering those names if we don't have any direct connection to God? From where? Okay, that is the meaning of research. Etolauche, to go back and think and reason. Anything you hear here is gospel. It's Yokukob. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The world is listening and learning and being educated because we are Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Yes, I can hear you there. To confirm, you can hear me very well.
Very well, please go ahead.
Yes, good evening and good evening all the Biafra all over the whole world. I just need to go straight to my point. What I want to say is regarding to what this last caller said about Igbo. If he's still listening, I want to ask him a question. Where does the people of Ibibio and the other of our brother came from? Because from my own understanding, I understand that Igbo is our language, regardless of how they change it from
that
Igbo
is correct.
From Igbo. So I just want to ask him, where does other of our brothers who cannot speak the Igbo language, where does they come from then?
And Amiibo does not mean Igbo compound. Amiibo means road. Ama means Ozo. Ama means road. I need to make that very clear. Not Igbo place. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. So, and, you know, like when you asked him, where does the Star of David, how come they found it in Emory? And he said it could be coincidence. It's the same way I'm asking Maybe director might answer this question to me.
I want to help you. Opalemwe, just hold on. Opalemwe, 1 second. Do you know that the Afar region of Ethiopia, that they have their own flag? The Afar region of Ethiopia, they have their own flag. And do you know what is on their flag? The same Star of David that you found at Nri. The same Star of David. The same thing. The same Star of David. They have their own flag. Chukwu Abiyama is God. The same Star of David is on their flag. The same Star of David we found at Nri. The same thing. When we preach here, people don't understand. Is it because I'm not in the pay of the zoo? Or maybe I'm not working for UNESCO? If I had known. Please go ahead.
There's a question I want to ask. Maybe you can answer or somebody else. You know, they said it was in Greece or in Turkey was where they first called the children of God Christians. Yeah. And I was listening to your previous broadcast, and you were telling one of the callers that Christians mean Christ-like.
That is correct.
Yeah. And Christ-like, and it was only in the New Testament that Christ started existing. And these people were called Christian in the Old Testament, isn't it?
Of course.
So how come what religion were they practicing that very time? Because I knew very much they were not called Christians, because Christians mean Christ-like, which is the New Testament. And New Testament wasn't in existence before the Old Testament. Yes. I know some of the things from the Old Testament appeared in the New Testament as well. But if you call somebody a Christian, that means it's Christ-like. Mm-hmm. And Christ is only in the New Testament. So what religion and what were they called? Because I know they were not called Christian.
What they were called is that there was no name. It's the white man that brought all these names to categorize people, to compartmentalize people and the region. It was called the Great Religion. Everybody sought after Jerusalem. Everybody was interested in Jerusalem, which is a proper name, not Jerusalem. And in so doing, there was no name, because you couldn't even mention God's name. You cannot mention God's name. There was no name for the religion. It is the God of Israel. That is all. They say those that follow the God of Israel. That's all. It's as simple as that. And it's only them, when they came, they wanted, you know, it's just like, let me give an example of what's happening with the oil in Biafra land. For you to get hold of the oil in Biafra land, you have to go and tell a job people that Igbo man is your problem. You divide them, you get in, you conquer. For them to come into the house of God, they had to go and tell people that, oh no, for you to come in, you have to go and queue outside and come through Yeshua to come in. Yes, no doubt about that if you're a Gentile. But they never told people that for every other person who is born a child of God, you don't have to leave your father's house to come and queue outside. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly, there is them that brought all these names. Then they will never tell you that Yeshua went to synagogue to pray. Jesus Christ went to the temple, he did not go to a church to go and pray. They won't tell you that, will they? They won't tell you.
No.
They can never tell you that. They won't tell you that the same, they call themselves Christians, but they are not circumcised. They will fail to tell you that Yeshua was circumcised on the 8th day after he was born. They claim they are Christians, yet why are you not like Christ? Why are you not circumcised? Why don't you go to the temple, to the synagogue, to go and pray?
Yes.
They say, oh no, behold, all things have passed away. Oh no, the things that Yeshua did have passed away. Is it now passed away?
Yeah, modern life.
do you know,
when I was growing up, my father used to, like on Sundays, we don't go anywhere. Like, you know, it's like, you know, we have like Sabbath day and all the rest of it. So we used to keep that Sunday holy. Nothing, no market, we don't even sell. We don't even do anything, housework, anything at all. But if you come to Western world, especially the Britain now, one of my colleagues who is working for Royal Mail, now they've asked them to start working on, you know, they're changing their contract to put in on Sunday delivery of mails on Sunday. And these are the Christians who, when you read the Bible, it says, Chetaki Devo was your castle. In their own
but
Bible.
Maybe they're right, because Sunday is not even the holy day, Saturday. Maybe they're right. They're right. They're going back to what it should be before. Sunday is the day for the worshipping of the sun god. That's why it's called a Sunday. They used to worship the sun god in this part of the world. So they use most of the pagan days to convert it, to make it far more palatable. They convert it into Christian days, and our people are jumping up and down. When you tell them the truth, they cannot comprehend it, because when light came, darkness could not comprehend it. That is something about ignorance. Once you hit people with the facts of life, I remember when Galileo told the Catholic Church in Rome, "Do you know that the world revolves around the sun?" They say, "Bring him, we want to hang him." That is why the most expensive space probe is named after him, Galileo. He told the Pope, "My dear Pope, this sun you're looking at is standing still. This earth is running around the sun and not the other way around. And the world is not flat, it is round. If you keep traveling on the surface of the world, you never fall off. If you start from point A, you go around, you still come back to that point A." They said, "Bring him, let's kill him." Because the minds of men were... That is the same way that the minds of the early church were in Europe is how an average black mind is. They may be educated, they may have PhD, but they don't... Their mind is not cultivated to absorb certain types of knowledge. I ask people, go and investigate it. Because of what we said about Afar region tonight, I have just had a look. And Afar region, they have Star of David in it. The same Star of David you found at Tunri. The same thing. Yet you said there's no connection.
It's not coincident. And that reminds me what you said about Professor Nwabeze. How can you be an Igbo professor and you live in Lagos, and now you want us to believe you and see you as a serious person? You know, I don't believe in all these professors in the zoo or all these archaeologists, all those people living, because they don't make out...
Did they go to school? If you're an archaeologist, you will be working in the zoo. What have they discovered? The pyramid, even the Star of David that was discovered at Uri, did they discover it? Even the pyramid at Udi, was it archaeology? I said to you, the whole of Africa, look at the whole of Africa. Africa from, let us say, Sub-Saharan, from southern Sudan to Cape of Good Hope in South Africa. Are you not telling me we don't have any virologists in these places? We don't have people that studied microbiology. What is the work of the AU, Africa Union, OAU, nonsense, useless people? Why can't they get together a crack team of microbiologists and send them to Liberia to go and find out what is going on? But they won't do it. It's to steal money and send abroad. Then don't blame them. The mind of a black person is not fertile. I keep saying it all the time. That is why Africa is very poor. Our mind is not very fertile. Here on Radio Biafra, we educate, we inform our people, prepare their minds so that when you get Biafra, you will build a very good country. That's what we are doing. Sometimes people think, but are you not digressing? No, we don't want to build any other African country. When you get your independence, you start behaving like wild animals. No, we want to till your heart and plant very good seed in them, so that when you get your country, you have taste and decency. If you see a problem, you know how to solve it. That's why we do what we do. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very much for that. People are calling us all over the place. There are many people. I want to understand the relationship why we should have Umuezala, which is in my mother's village. We have Umuezala in our mama. We have also, who else is saying that they have Umuezala? That somebody else, Amy Arthur is saying they have Umuezala in Ogidi, in Anambra. The same Umuezala in our mama, according to Onyo Machuku, we have Umuezala in Ibegu. The same name. Does not not show you a pattern of migration, the same family migrating and retaining their old name as they are going. As simple as that. We must continue to do our work. People are calling us from all over the place. Please, if we put you on hold, do not despair. Do not go away, because too many people are calling and we have to take all your calls. If we take your call on the phone, Ndubisi Oswala, stay where you are. We also have somebody who is on Skype. We're going to you. Oh my god, the lines are going crazy. The caller on Skype, give me your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Very brief, please. There are too many people that want to speak. Your name and where you are, please. 2 minutes.
Hello.
Yes, I'm listening to you. So is the whole world. Your name and where you are, please. Make it snappy. Two minutes.
Yes, hello, good evening. This is Chijoke Adidika. I'm calling from...
Yes, Chijoke, you're calling from where?
Question when he said,
Chijoke, you're calling from where? Sorry, Chijoke, you're calling from where?
From East Sussex, in
England. Sussex, yes, thank you. Please go ahead, yes.
Right. Trying to help the brother out when he asked the question about Christ being mentioned only in the New Testament or
yes.
so.
Yes.
According to the scriptures, the Hebrews chapter 10, verse 7, it says very clearly that Yahushua, which is Christ, that the volume of the book is written of him. So from Genesis all the way down to Revelation, it's all written about Christ. So it's someone who does not have the knowledge of the scriptures that would think the New Testament was only written for because of Christ. Also in the book of Psalms 40:7, it also says he comes in the volume of the book, and it's all written of him. So many people do not understand the scriptures. The Bible itself is very, very complicated. It's not a book that anybody can just pick up and just read. If you read the scriptures, it's a very, very revolutionary book. It only deals with the chosen people. Many people do not understand this, because when you understand the book that you are dealing with, you begin to understand that it is only written for the chosen people. And these are the people that Yahawashi is coming back for. He's not coming back for everybody. I've always posed this same question to everybody. Every pastor, every Christian, every deacon, whoever says he is a leader, to show me where in the scriptures where it is written for once that God says he loves everybody. There is nowhere in the Bible. This is a very serious
matter. I love that. I didn't know that before.
it's a very serious matter, and I challenge any pastor out there to show it to me in one place, one verse, Old or New Testament, where it says God loves everybody. That is a blatant lie. It's not in the Bible. When you read the scriptures yourself, you will begin to understand that the Bible is a very, very dangerous book. It's written for a particular group of people who are supposed to keep the law, the statutes and commandments, what you call today a constitution. It was written for a particular group of people, and these people are the children of Israel who are today scattered throughout the four corners of the earth. Okay? They have even lost their identity in many cases. So these are the people that Yahawashi is coming back for to recover them. And on that day, he will separate the goat from the sheep. And if you go to this kingdom of heaven, which everybody is praying for, this thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. When you go to that kingdom of heaven, as is written in the book of Revelation, if you read it carefully, it says this kingdom has 12 gates. And on these gates is written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. So if your name is not on that postcode, you are not getting in. Okay, so as it says in the book of Isaiah,
you send people into apoplexy with what you're saying. You drive them mad this night. You drive them crazy. I love it.
Honestly, I am ready to debate anybody, because I'll give you a quick synopsis now. If you go to Romans 9 chapter 6 to all the way down to 13. It tells you clearly there in the New Testament that those children born of the flesh, these are not the children of God. So it tells you very clearly, people are reading this Bible and they're using it to make money, okay, or to extort people. When you read the scriptures, it is a revolutionary book. The disciples, they were moving about with Jesus Christ. As the Bible tells you, Jesus Christ was a very hostile man, okay? And the people who were moving around with him, these guys were not preaching, oh, slap me here and I'll turn the other cheek. When the Bible says, if your brother slaps you on one cheek, you should turn the other cheek, it was referring to only the children from the 12 tribes of Israel. If your brother amongst these 12 tribes slaps you on one cheek, turn the other cheek for that brother. But if someone from Canaan or from any other nation touches you, you should devour them. That's how the Bible tells it to you.
So that's why
God told the children of Israel, go to the land of Canaan and slaughter everybody in that land and take that land. It's not democracy in the Bible. It's dictatorship. That is the reality of it. And our people need to start coming to terms with it. And as Israelites, as Biafrans, which I believe we are part of the children of Israel, we need to start to keep the law, the statutes, and the commandments. That is the only way forward. And when we start doing that, no nation on this earth will be able to stand us.
I agree with you, my dear brother. I agree with you completely and totally, and thank you for that. I'm sorry. We had to go to other callers as well. What you're saying is spot on, and I believe in what you're saying wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly. That is, God wants to do something with us. Why are we saying God, God all the time? But this is Radio Biafra. We're saying it because we're the children of God. That's number one. And number two, our atonement is coming up on the third and on the fourth. We make no apologies to anybody. And we have a special privileged position in that very throne. And I am not going to abandon it for what people will say. Never, ever, ever. Our atonement is coming up. That's why we're discussing these things and educating ourselves in the process. That is why Radio Biafra is not like any other. We have a caller also on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you're calling us from?
This is National Coordinator Ndubuisi Oshoala from Holland.
From Holland. Thank you very much. Make it very snappy, if you may, please.
Yeah, Director. Please, I want to use this moment to announce our general meeting tomorrow. I want to inform the entire members of indigenous people of Biafra in Netherlands and around neighborhood of Netherlands to try to come our general meeting to discuss how we will celebrate our prayer point of atonement that will be coming on 3rd and 4th of this month, next month, October, as scheduled. So please, for those who didn't know where we are holding meeting or time, where and venue, in Amsterdam here, please, the direction of our address where we are holding meeting is in Hazenhof by Metro 54, that is going to Hasperplatz by 4 p.m. Saturday, every Saturday, then you will come and join us, and the phone number contact, which you will call to know exactly the direction and how to come there, is +31 685 764 986. I call again, +31 685 764 986. For those, all the Biafrans in Netherlands, we are inviting all of you now, especially for this prayer point. The meaning of atonement is the preparation for the feast, the preparation for the people of God. Whenever the people of God are in a dilemma, they need to assemble themselves together around the world to pray to the living God, to guide and protect them, to sustain them and fortify them with strength in order to conquer all their enemies inside and outside before the battle, before the front of their enemies. So for those Biafrans who are living in Netherlands, who have not yet joined the family of the indigenous people of Biafra, this is the opportunity to come and join us, learn from us, study with us, come and put your idea for us, suggest the opinion on how to get our freedom. Then unity and the in group, we shall make it a reality. Because Biafra is a reality, and anyone that knows the truth must abide to the truth. And the truth will set us free. So those who are at back or listening, silent listener, this is our own time. We are calling all of you to come and join us. We will make a Biafra a reality. And it will be a very nice thing for you to be a part of legacy, a part of people that make history and bring freedom for your people, so that at the end, we will celebrate the victory in the promised land, great Biafra. Thank you, Director. Thank you, all the members of indigenous people of Biafra around the world. Thank you for all the last speaker that spoke about the authenticity of the scripture and the ordinances of worshiping God in a reality. May God bless all the family of Biafra. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, and God bless you too. People are calling us from everywhere. We are duty bound to take their calls. We also have a caller on the line. We shall go to him. Those of you on Skype, remain where you are. Samuel, stay where you are. We are going to the phone line. I don't know if they're there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, Director, I can hear you. My name is UK Chukwamako. I'm coming from Düsseldorf, Germany.
Düsseldorf, please go ahead.
Please, I would like to use this opportunity to announce our upcoming meeting on Sunday at Flossstrasse, number 57. Please, I would like to invite all our friends, the indigenous people of Biafra living around the Northern West Far, to come to this occasion, to this our meeting, because it's very important. The number to contact is 015211-209621. Again, 015211-209621. Time, 5 p.m. Director, God bless you, because you are teaching us what we don't know, a lot of things that we don't know. And it is unfortunate that the strangers are not telling us who we are, our culture.
Yes.
It is very, very, very unfortunate. Director, if you can give me 2 minutes, let me. One man called Odiako Ezenne, a powerful chief at Adazin Nuku. This man was in charge of almost 7 towns. Anybody living at Chagolo, Adazi, Enugwuku, all these places, they know about the man, Odiako Ezenne. When the first white man came to Adazi, he said that he's a reverend father, that he worshiped God. Odiako was very happy that man knows who is God. I asked him, which God are you worshiping? He said that the Almighty God that be living, the one that is living on in heaven. And the man said, okay, what do you want? He demanded the land. He gave him land to go and build church. Then another person came. He asked me again, which God do you worship? He said that the one that is living in heaven. The man said that your brother is there, go and join him. He said no. That the way of worshiping is different from the other man. He said no, he don't want division. That is only one God, the creator of heaven and earth. And he pursued that man out of Adazin Nuku. Then that reverend father, after he built a school called Bebendorf, ask anybody, Bebendorf, Adazin. So, we are worshiping the true God even before the white men came to Africa. But now they are now telling us that there were people who taught us how to worship God. It is 100% lie. Director, please give me 1 minute again. Can I read this thing out?
Of course you can. Go ahead.
Yeah. His Royal Highness Ogwefi Odiake Ezenne, 1857 to 1944, was a Nigerian who was appointed by the colonial government. Appointed. Now, the white man came to Adazin Nuku, now appointed the man as colonial government to serve as a warrant chief, 1914. And the paramount chief, 1921 to 1944, Adazin Nuku, currently Anambra State in Nigeria, as the new protectorate government. The not all cities imposes a new royal family on native population, but recognize the ancient ruling families based on offer seniority across villages. Of Jack is in there as the holder of the offer. Also, Obala is in the oldest also title that does in know. So, what I'm trying to leave this thing, to tell that man who was asking about ego, where we come from, our grandfathers, they believe in Ofo, the truth, the symbol of truth. And anybody who holds that Ofo, he's in charge of the whole villages. And he always said the truth. And the person is the mouthpiece of the people. So, Director, I will encourage you to continue doing what you are doing. We are learning a lot from you. May God bless you. And the Afogazian Nemo, Gibu Mokuma, Afogago, and all of them will give them okay.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Thank you very much. The lines are melting. There are too many callers. We cannot pick all of them. If we pick you, you're very, very lucky. If we don't pick you, please keep trying. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you. My name is Samuel Ibodile. And I'm calling from Netherlands Antilles. I am from Anyoma, Nyomaland.
Thank you. Netherlands Antilles is an island somewhere. Which Pacific? Is it Pacific Ocean?
I can't remember, but the island I'm staying is Curaçao, to be precise.
Curaçao, which part of the world is it in? What is the time where you are now?
It's 4:25 p.m. now.
4:25 p.m. in the evening?
Yeah. Hey. It's 5 hours. 5 hours behind London time and
oh my Netherlands Antilles. So good, what took you to that place, please, if you don't mind me asking? Netherlands Antilles.
I'm a student.
You're a student?
Yeah.
Radio Biafra is indeed listened to everywhere in the world. Please go ahead. The whole world is also listening. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to make a correction to two things like that was said.
Go
today.
Ahead.
First is concerning someone being Christian. There was nothing like Christianity or Christian in the Old Testament. It only began in the New Testament, which is by Acts chapter 11, verse 26. Okay, that was where Christian was first mentioned. So it has nothing to do with the Old Testament. Before then, they were either Jews or Gentiles. That was where they were classified.
Yes.
So people that accepted Jesus Christ as the way were called Christians from Old Testament, Acts chapter 11. Verse 26.
From New Testament, that's, you mean? From New Testament, you mean? Not.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. From New Testament, which is Acts chapter 11, verse 26. That's one correction. Secondly, is concerning someone that said God doesn't love everybody. I wonder if the person has John 3:16 in the Bible. We said God loves the world. Okay. Of course, God to God, the Jews are important to Him. They are special people to Him.
No, not the Jews, the Hebrews. The Jew is a corrupt word. The Jew is not their name, it is Hebrew. God loves the Hebrews, not the Jew. Please go ahead.
Okay, let me use that, put it that way then. God loved the Hebrews. God loved the Hebrews, but that doesn't mean He does not love every other person. The Bible says in John 3:16, which is very popular, God loves the world. That was why He sent Jesus Christ to die for the sins of the world. So, people should not come up and say that God
is the world that they're talking about. Is it the world that revolves around His own children, or the world of the outsiders as well, the Gentiles? Is it the world that He Himself, Chukwu Abiama, created His own children, or is it about the Gentiles? That's what I want to know.
What I understand is both. I'm talking about both this planet Earth, like the planet Earth and people dwelling within. That's where I say it.
So that is how you interpret the world. Do you know that in the olden days, that when Alexander the Great was conquering, they said he conquered the whole world? Do you know that those that wrote the Bible thought the world only revolved around Western Europe and the Mediterranean?
Yeah, most likely.
So by the time they were writing the Bible, they never knew. They never discovered the sea routes to India. They never knew about the East Indies either. Sorry, the West Indies. So how could they be talking about the world? To them, the world means... I'll give an example in America. You know, in America, they play that their football, that they dress funny. They pat themselves as if they are going through a crash course. They call it World Series. So children in America grow up thinking that the world starts from Minnesota and ends in Florida. To them, that is the view of the whole world. If they write a book, they say the world. If they play a game, they say World Series of ice hockey. You think it is the whole world playing, but it's only the USA and Canada playing it. So this world as a world is relative. It depends on the perspective of the writer at the time. Therefore, I do not subscribe to this very fact that the world they were referring to means North and South America and also includes Asia as well. Because when they were putting the Bible together, their knowledge of the world was only restricted to the Middle East, to the Horn of to the northern part of Africa, and also Southern Europe.
Okay, I understand you. That could be, from that perspective, the essence argument could be correct.
Right? Yes, that is how I see it, because the world depends on your viewpoint, on your vantage point. You know, the Europeans talk about the world. Alexander conquered the world. Julius Caesar conquered the world. The world they conquered is only Mediterranean, the coastal lands of Mediterranean. That's all. But to them, to the historians of the old, that is the known world, the world that they know. So the word world is should be contextualized. That is very, very important. But I welcome your call, please. Thank you very much. From Netherlands Antilles, my dear Lord God in heaven. That's a very far place. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you for your call. We are here. We are live. We are direct. This is Radio Biafra. I want to give you a very simple example of who we are. We have agreed and accepted that Thurston Shaw's excavation at Inri led to the discovery of the Star of David, buried there as part of the ceremonial one of the things they used to celebrate and crown the high priest in those days, not just a king, but a high priest. The same Star of David is found in the flag of the people of the Afar region. Anything we tell you is gospel. The word of God is what we preach. Why are we in this godly mood? Because of our atonement is coming on the 3rd and on the 4th. We shall pray to Chukwu Abiyama. If you doubt who we are, I'm about to give you a shock. I will start from Stephen Nods. Stephen said, good evening, Director. We have also Umuezala in Nkume in Njaba, number one. Director, we have Umuezala in Obibi and Obweruru, both in Olu, Imo State. Two Umuezalas in one place. We also have Umuezala in Ebuoma Uguta local government area. Director, we have Umuezala in Awomama. We have Umuezala also in Ogiri. Kebaina no, Umuezala means the children of the king that owns both the heaven and the earth. That's the meaning of it. Umuezala. That is why we named our children Chibueze. God is king, not man. So by Umuezala, we mean the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiyama. I don't know what, is there anything confusing about who we are? I can't understand why people cannot reason properly. Put one and one together to give you two, and not four, not eight. We have a clarification coming on. Our brother wishes to clarify himself. His name is Ogidi. If you call us back, we shall pick your call. Everywhere people are calling us, please, we ask you to be a little bit more patient. We ask you to be a little bit more understanding. Our lines are going crazy. People are calling us all the time. The caller on Skype, stay where you are. The caller on the phone, we are going to you. Please give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello. Good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother.
My name is Engineer Chigosi. I'm calling from Norway.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to announce our meeting for tomorrow. I'm calling from Rogaland in Norway. We have a meeting tomorrow by 4 p.m. And if you want to participate in the meeting, you can call Evangelist Lota Chukwu on number 912-56731. The time is 4 p.m. tomorrow. And I want to make a little contribution to the person that said that we need to change the name Biafra.
Yes.
I don't really understand where the person got his information from, because I think yesterday...
It's from Professor Mwabeze. He said Professor Mwabeze. He didn't hear, but he wrote...
No, Professor Mwabeze is living in Yoruba land.
I want to read his book. I'm only joking. I love this book. I would love to read it. Please go ahead. It's Mwabeze.
I would like that brother to go and find the book called From Babylon to Timbuktu.
Sorry, what is the name of the book?
From Babylon to Timbuktu.
Wow, who wrote it?
It's written by one, I forgot the author. I just ordered the book because the video that was posted by Uchemo Mefo about the fall of Black Jerusalem.
Yes.
That book was mentioning about in 70 AD, the black people in Jerusalem were being persecuted by I forgot the name of the king at that time, and they moved into Egypt.
Of course they did.
Some of them moved down to Ethiopia, Sudan, and they mentioned in that book that a lot of them moved down to the Niger River.
Is it now that you believe? So when I was telling you, you didn't believe me. Is it now you're going to read the book that you believe the book? When I was saying it before, didn't you believe me? What I was saying, that we came from Ethiopia and from Egypt?
No, I concur what you say, but the person that is saying that we should change our name, I wonder which name he wants us to use.
Igbo now, Igbo Nation.
We should use them, Fara. Director, I think you are educating us. I think very soon you will start writing the exam and getting degrees online.
I hope so. And this book, I've just googled it. I'm going to order one myself, please. This is amazing. I love it. From Babylon to Timbuktu.
Thank you for the good work, and may Chukwu Adeoma continue to strengthen and bless you and your family.
You say, and yours as well. God bless you. Thank you very much, my dear brother. I don't know if we have a caller. Who is this person? Let us try and see who this person is. People are calling us all over the place that I can't even control the systems anymore. He's shouting and screaming. We have you back, my dear brother. Is that correct?
Yes.
I don't know. You want to counter the issue that God loves so much, love the world. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I would like to
I thought I gave him an explanation, which he accepted, that your thesis is right. I thought I explained it to him.
Absolutely. And I was glad you actually gave him that example, because, you know, clearly today we are being told that if you live in the continent of Africa, you are living in a third world, and if you live in Europe, you are living in a first world.
That is
but
correct.
For some reason, when we read the Bible and they tell you God so loved the world, we just assume that he loves the whole planet, the whole world. You know, within the same John, the book of John, it also tells you there that the love of this world is in enmity with God. So God cannot contradict himself. When he says he loves the world, he was speaking about Umuchukwu. That was the people he said he loved. He gave these people a responsibility. And if you read the book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 1, he tells you very clearly there that you only have I known amongst all the families of the earth. If you go to Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6, it tells you very clearly there, for thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God has chosen thee to be a special people above all people that are upon the face of the earth. So these are facts that are in the Bible. This madness that is being taught in churches today that we call Christianity, which is not Christ, because like you said, Christianity simply means Christ-like people, or people who follow Christ. So, but what is being taught in church today was conjured at the Council of Nicaea, when the mixed pagan religion by the Roman conquerors, by Constantine to be precise,
yes,
to merge with what the Christians were already teaching. And those Christians that refuse to go along with the mixture of paganism into their religion or into their faith, they were being crucified, they were being slaughtered.
Their sin is in Egypt. Their sin is in Egypt. They persecuted them. They killed them off. The old church in Egypt was killed off because they told them that you are corrupting the word of God. They killed them off.
You know, so many Christians do not know what they are following today. And the scripture tells them very clearly that many shall come in my name and they shall deceive the whole world. The only people that go around in their name converting people are this Constantine Christianities. So this Christianity I do not subscribe to, but the Christianity in the scriptures, in the Bible, is the one that I subscribe to. And it tells me about my history, my people, who we are, where we come from, and what is awaiting us. Because we're not just walking through this world. We are passing through this world. We are awaiting the kingdom of heaven, which is going to come on this earth. It's not going to be in the sky. If somebody tells you to look at something in the sky, once you're looking at the sky, he's taking the one that belongs to you on this earth. So we have to be very vigilant. The Bible is a revolutionary book. And, you know, like this Bible, many people do not understand that everybody, this is another challenge to all Christians and all pastors as well. And this Bible tells you, from Genesis to Revelation, all the people that is written up in this Bible are all black people. If you doubt me, please come and debate me. Everybody written up in this Bible are all Negroes. If you go and read Jeremiah...
But I don't know why these same Negroes are today behaving like monkeys. Thank you very much, my dear brother. This is Radio Biafra. Why God wrote about us or talked about us or blessed us so much? Maybe because we abandoned our glory. We started to follow all manner of rubbish. And today, see where we are. We have a caller on the line, on the phone, your name and where you are. My dear brother, Odika Daniel, thank you very much for that. I enjoyed it. This is Radio Biafra, your name and where you are, please.
Hello, my name is Obinna Godwini Adeyanwu. I'm calling from Angola. I'm from Anambra State, Biafra Land, a club of Biafra Land.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. And the caller on Skype, stay where you are. The two callers on Skype, Obinna, and also the other brother on Skype, Radio Biafra 1, stay where you are. Please continue. Our caller from Angola, please continue.
Biafra, I've just entered Angola. I'm hearing the news of Biafra. And to the reason why that I called you now, I'm not listening to the news tonight.
Yes.
But I want to ask you something, Director.
Go ahead.
Please, do you know that Yoruba people hate Biafran people or hate Igbo people?
Yes, I know.
Do you aware?
Yes, I know. We are preaching it here all the time. Yes, we know. And that's why I also hate them. Yes, go ahead.
Do you know the reason why that I ask you?
No.
Because I live in Yoruba land up to 6 or 7 years. Both women of Yoruba, everybody in Yoruba hates all this. In fact, every woman in Yoruba hates the whole Biafra or the whole Igbo. The
yes.
reason why I live.
Oh, we've lost him. We lost him. Please try and call us back. We have a caller on Skype. He's been waiting for a very long time. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, I can hear you. Is it me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Yes, please go ahead. Obinna, okay. Stay where you are. Obinna H, stay where you are. I'm not talking to you. Please, the caller on Radio Biafra 1, go ahead.
My name is Tochukwu Nwankwo. I'm calling from Sweden, and I'm from Agwata local government, Ikenga to be precise.
Ikenga, Ndioma, please go ahead.
I've been calling like since yesterday, even on Viva, because I always call on Viva before, but you don't pick, maybe you're not with it there. So
I'm with it, people, the lines are too busy. This is Radio Biafra, okay. After all, people are calling, thousands of people are calling us all the time.
Okay, thank God I get through. So, like, I wanted to, like, throw more light on that documentary. Like, it's the same thing that person that called from nowhere now said. Like, is that same book, is that same book, the documentary of that book is what I'm talking about. I want you to listen to that documentary. Maybe you can throw more light on it, maybe tomorrow morning or something. I want you to listen to it, because you are the person that we listen to it and understand it more than us, and throw more light on it, because so many people listen to that documentary, they will get confused of what people are saying now and what that documentary is saying, you know. You have to, like, you know, listen to it and throw more light on it, like, clarify people on that documentary. That is what I got to say. You know, because
thank
I
thank you very much. And the book was written by somebody, Rudolph mm-hmm. Windsor, not a black person. These are
not
people that know the truth, and they want to speak. You know that, you know, maybe God is telling us, do you now see why black Africa is so poor? Because they don't believe in themselves. They don't believe they can do anything. They wait for white people to confirm everything for them. If you want to be popular tomorrow, you appear on CNN and you're very popular. You go to BBC, you're popular. They wait for white people to authenticate their own people. And in the process, they bring out rubbish and give them and they accept. Please, go ahead, my dear brother.
I send you the documentary on your Facebook, like, in, I send you that message. If you open your message, like, my name is Tochi Andrew. If you open your message, I have you as a friend on Facebook. I send it as a message on Facebook for you. Like, if you just open your message, you're going to see it. Maybe you listen to it and then let us know, like, what that documentary is really talking about.
I promise you, I will do so.
I hear so many things similar to what you are saying, but this brother that called now from that is saying that we need to change the Biafra to Igbo or something. He's saying a different thing entirely. So you have to listen to it and then throw more light on it. Maybe he too can learn, and
of
everybody
course.
Want to. Me too. I want to learn. I want to know, like, really, like, how everything go about, like, how where we come from and everything.
We shall do so. And we have told you, we come from two axes on this very planet Earth, from a far region in Ethiopia and also from Egypt. That is who we are. That is where we are light skinned. Every other people around us are dark apart from us. Why is that the case? We have it that the Star of David was found at Nri. So also was the Star of David found at the Afar region. Also, we are the oldest people on the face of the earth. The oldest people. That is who we are. This is Radio Biafra. We have Umwezala in Omuaka in Olo, according to our coordinator of Atlanta Metropolitan, Uche Nnaji. There is Umwezala everywhere. Omua and Igwe is in Enugu. We are the children of God. Even by the names of our villages, we are the children of the Most High God, Chukwea Biama. That is Umwezala in Ihiagwa. Thank you very much, Moraline Chibuzo. Thank you very much. The village is in Owerri, and also in Eziobodo village, all in Owerri. That is Umwezala. What else do you want? You are the children of God. How else can we tell you? How else can we tell you? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? You are on to us via Radio Biafra on Skype. This is open to the whole world. Your name, please, and where you're calling us from.
Hello, Barata. My name is Obin Nangwech. I'm calling from Pakistan.
From Pakistan, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Director. So I want to say something very quickly regarding our atonement and some other few things, because I know there is not much time. So one thing I want to say is this, concerning our atonement is this. We have to ask God for our forgiveness, as we have teach us. And one thing is this, I want to tell our people, in support of the things that you always tell us, that we should not trust all these pastors and so-called men of God, is this. We have seen, you say that before our forefathers, they have sinned against God by doing osu and other things. But I want to tell you today, the letter, that we, this particular generation, are doing something worse than osu, and I want to prove it to our people.
I agree.
One thing is this. Some pastors will come and tell you that you should not give all these old women in the village money, that they will use money to do something, that you will not get money, this and that. And many of our guys around the world will have money, they will go to the village, they will not give all these old women money. Sometimes I look at it, sometimes I argue it with some foolish people. They used to argue their own, then I will tell them this is how it is. Because I could remember when we are small, because when we are very small, if your mother is going to the farm, you will keep the food for you to old woman. Then that old woman, when you come back from the school, the old woman will pick the food and give it to you. You eat it, then after eating it, you remain some, then you keep it. You went out to do one particular thing around the house, then when you come back again, that still old woman will give you food. Then now you are growing up, the pastors will tell you, don't give all those women this money, but come and pay tight. They will carry their own key in their own hand. They will throw it up and say, this is your key. Your car is coming from heaven, this and that. Then you sow a seed. They will go out and buy their own private jet, buy their own limousine. Why all those women in the village are dying? Some of them are very, very sick in the bed. You cannot even give them even $1. What you say that, pastor said that when you give them money, they will use that money to go and do something. My brothers and sisters around the world, we have to remember it in this our atonement. Very, 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 very important. Because that money, you have killed many, many, many people in that particular village, in your own village. This is number one thing. So we have to pray about it, because these pastors, when they are telling us, we will not understand what they are telling us. Many of us have gone astray. In the morning, you say that some people are crying in Zimbabwe. If you remember last year, Robert Mugabe came out and in the television and tell his people that these Nigerian pastors, they are confusing you people. People are cursing them in Facebook and saying you are stupid. Why should you say this? Why should you say that?
Nigerian pastors are rogues. They are worse than rogues.
So this is the things. And another thing I want to say is this. About the people who say that you are insulting them, they have to go and sit down one particular place. I don't see anybody. We are not insulting anybody. We are educating people. You know, before when we are small, our father, they used to come out in the morning. They will pray and say, today, if I'm planning anything, if they when they bring a kola nut early morning, they will say, today I'm going out. If I plan anything against any person, let God kill me. If I plan anything against any family, let God kill me. Then they will give you the small kola. You say that this kola is bitter. They will say that you have to eat it anyhow. Eat very small. They, you have to eat it as a small child. Small. Now we are growing up. What we are hearing is that Ebo Belu go bele nkesi bi ebene yet go see Ebo gebe. But when we are very small, what we hear is this: Ebo Belu go bele nkesi bi ebene nkupanya. So that is the differences. And another thing I want to say again regarding this, our brothers in Niger Delta, most of them we have been begging them and telling them, come on, let us join together, let us join together, let us join together. For me, I'm not begging anybody, I'm just telling them the truth. The pollution, we have professors, I believe in this radio, Biafra, that will come and tell them. When pipe blow up in America, those companies, they pay billions of dollars to them. Look at Niger Delta, look at the way it is. The old men there are very, very foolish. Even the one they call their president, he changes his name from a Bella. He forgot all those names and answered it. Good Lord Jonathan. The other one said that his name is Edwin Clark. All these rubbish names. They stole their names. You called one name this evening, you say December. You know all these stupid things. All these useless people. Why can somebody start answering all these things? And another thing in the morning, you say that why should the all these people working in CNN, all these people working in BBC are not going to Igbo land? One thing is this, I found out is this, that if you remember, there's one guy working in CNN, one Kenyan guy, they call him Jeff Konange. He have a dreadlock, small dreadlock.
Yes.
You
yes.
remember?
Yes.
That
yes.
went to find Philippines in Niger Delta. The guy lost his job because of that. I watched it in CNN that day. He lost his job because of that. Then one day I was asking one CNN, I was chatting with one girl in CNN, I asked him, what of Jeff Konange? He said they find him about one woman or this and that. But after we started discussing, he told me because of that thing, because of the news he reported about Nigeria. So this is the thing. And another thing about Ebola. There's one thing I'm seeing about this Ebola. You said 1976. This thing, I saw it in Facebook. This thing was found in Congo. I believe that this white people, they are using it to take away all these mineral resources. This is what I believe. Why in Congo, Director? They are taking the mineral resources over there.
Because Congo is the richest country in the world in terms of natural resources. Congo is the richest country in the world.
Director, why in Liberia? Why in Sierra Leone? All these people are trying to...
Liberia is the fastest growing population in the world and they want to cut the number of people down in Liberia. They gave them Ebola to kill them off.
Why in Sierra Leone? Now they have come down to Lagos. They saw it that nothing is happening in Lagos. They have to move it down to Port Harcourt. All these people, they need to negotiate things and get all these things. I believe that these people are criminals. This is what I believe. This is what I believe, Director. This is the few things I want to touch. And people that believe all these pastors, look at T.B. Joshua, Tuberculosis Joshua. He said that he's seen Pope. That particular day, he said that he will see Pope. Pope, they will bomb Pope flight. They will kill Pope. That the same day, the house where he killing people died in that particular place, and nobody says anything. They have killed one of their colleagues. They have converted. They have convicted him. The one they call Levlen King, one Igbo guy in Lagos. There, the one with the very big beard, one mad guy. Some of them are the same thing. All of them are the same thing. Why not them pick out this guy? This guy have killed many people now. Let them pick him. It's the same. Now that we started putting Bible for you and say, do not touch my anointed. Do not do this, do that. But they have touched the anointed because he's an Igbo man. I know that man is an evil man called Levlen King. And today, T.B. Joshua have caused even more damage than that man. Nobody is saying anything. So
that
this is something I have to touch, Director.
Thank you
for the things you are telling us, Director. Thank you for everything.
Thank you, my dear brother. We must continue to educate and enlighten our people. The truth must be spoken. And thank you very much, our dear sister, and also one of our admin, Sylvia Chinwe. Thank you very much. There is also another Umwezala in Abaja in Wangele. There is another Umwezala in Ihiagwa. There is Umwezala in Orodo, Mbitolu. Everywhere you go to, we are the children of God. The names of our villages testify to the presence of the Almighty God in our lives. How can we abandon God and go and be worshipping idol? Impossible. That is the essence of the atonement. We are going back to Chukwu Abiam, and you see what he's going to do. We go back to him on the third, and the very simple thing. Tell Satan to leave you alone so you can go back to God and worship in truth and honesty. Thank you very much for that. We also have our brother, Ndokwoma, a very fine Biafran, our deputy national coordinator in Norway with the very lovely wife. He's telling us that is Umwezala in Mbano as well. Thank you very much, Ndokwoma. We are everywhere. Nihina Jehovah Beze. Chukwu Abiama is God. Let's go and take this call. We have somebody who has been waiting on Sky for a very long time. Can you hear me? The caller on radio, Biafra 1, can you hear me?
Radio Biafra 1 or Radio Biafra?
Radio Biafra, whichever one it is, please go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Director. I am Ikechukwu Samuel Okorum from Njaba, calling from Malaysia.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening, including policemen.
Yes, I just want to make it snappy, and I want to contribute in one of the issues that are being discussed tonight. Like I dropped a text in this Skype saying that we still have Afara and Umuaka in somewhere around Ikeduru, close to Umuaka, Afara, the Afara village. There.
We are everywhere.
It's a well-known village very close to Umuaka, between Orodo, Mbitoli Keduru and Umuaka, Orodo and Umuaka. There is Afaradia, very popular town.
There is also Umwezala. Hold on. There is Umwezala also in Amoka, according to our own very formidable Biafran Onyeka Chukwu Zemba. We're making sure that things are happening in Germany. Please continue. We are everywhere. Go ahead.
Yes, and apart from the link between the Biafrans and the Israel, like the circumcision is that which has been popular. But one other thing that is biblical, that is also written in the Bible, is a commandment given to the Israelites by God. It's also what we practice in Igboland, and I have not seen it any other place. The digging of pit toilets, where people go and defecate, is practiced all over Igbo land. It is not practiced like that in Yoruba land. They don't dig pit toilet in Yoruba land. They don't dig pit toilet every other place I have gone to. But in Igbo land, we practice digging of toilets where people go and defecate and close it for sanitary purposes.
Is it in the Bible?
This is the commandment given to the Israelites in the Bible.
Is it in the Bible? Where in the Bible
is
it?
Yes, it's in the Bible.
Where is it?
Yes, it's in the Bible, Director, and I'm going to get it for you because where I am now, I don't have my Bible handy. I will not be able to give you, but I'll get it for you, and I will post it on my Facebook or in Biafra, Radio Biafra London Facebook.
You don't post it on your Facebook, you post it in Radio Biafra London. That is why we have thousands upon thousands, hundreds of thousands of people there, so that all these facts will be made known to the whole world. When I post something on my page, I also post it on the page on Radio Biafra London.
And that thing I want to point out, is, please, you mentioned it yesterday or day before yesterday, that the Biafra magazine or Biafra newspaper or Biafra print will soon be in circulation. Please, I want us to fast track that, because that will do immense job. It will do immense job in enlightening the people at the grassroots. Because the information we have here in Radio Biafra, if it is put in print, it won't take 1 week. There's going to be a revolution of people turning out for Biafra. And what Biafra, Radio Biafra is also producing, and we have an internet, we can also be cutting them on CDs and making it available for people to listen. This is possible. So with that, we can reach more and more people, even though you have not the opportunity of listening to Radio Biafra on...
We are doing so at home already.
Okay.
We are going to... I said that things are going to happen.
Thank you very much.
Things will happen. In again, man. People will see it very clearly. Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you. People are calling us from everywhere, please. Our dear sister, Edith. Thank you very much for that. We are also having somebody, Chris Bioko, who is saying that Umuezala in Umuduru. Umuduru is also in Olokoro. We have Umuduru in Olokoro in Omuahia as well. And this is in Amandoba, the place I love so much. I love the name. Umudumu Amandoba is a fantastic name. I think it's the most beautiful name in Biafra land, followed by Umunuchi. I love that name also very, very much. We also have everywhere there's Umuezala. Umuezala in Umuduru Chukwu. Everywhere we go, there is God. In Umuneke, in Isialambano. Even if you forget Umuezala, you cannot forget Umuduru Chukwu. Only in one village, Umuezala, Umuduru Chukwu, in Umuneke. You cannot escape it. In even the names of our villages are telling us, go back to God. Everybody, the names we bear in our villages, on the 3rd and the 4th, we do so. You see what will happen. There will be earthquake. This is what will happen. We have found the secret. It's a very simple code. Go back to the Lord your God, that is all, and leave the battle for him to fight for you. That is why our enemies are collapsing left, right, and center. If you come and challenge us, one thing is certain, you'll be defeated. You will be defeated. And God knows that he has put these words in our mouth to preach this very gospel without fear before our enemies. That is why we must continue until the end of time. We have a caller on the line. Can you hear me on Skype? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I can hear you, sir.
Please go ahead. Your name and where you are.
Yes, I'm still online. Patrick.
Still on the line. Do you have anything else to say? Because I thought you would have disengaged by now.
No, not too much, sir. I only have to say, just dalu in Chukwu Gozieki for the good work you are doing. Thank God will give you the strength to do more.
He say, because he's God, and he asked me to come, not man. I didn't want to come before. Heaven knows, I never wanted to do anything else. I wanted to concentrate to build a very progressive career. But I was arrested in the spirit, as they will say. Huh? The caller on the line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your name and where you are. I can hear you very well. Go ahead.
This is Chukwu calling from Dubai.
From Dubai. Please go ahead.
Yes, this is... There is Umuezala in Ozobo, Anambra State.
My goodness me. Everywhere.
Yes. Yes, there is Umuezala there. Okay. God bless you.
And you too, my dear brother. God bless you too. People are calling us from everywhere, please. That is all we can take for tonight. We have come to the end of the program. There are those of you calling Chinedu Innocent. I'm sorry we cannot take your call. And all of you calling also on the other side as well. Tomorrow is another day, early in the morning tomorrow, 7 a.m. we shall be here also. This gospel will be preached in the finest traditions of Radio Biafra. And the truth once again will be brought to the attention of our people. We are doing all we can to sensitize, to inform, to educate, to enlighten our people that they may be equipped not just to get Biafra, but to go and build a very wonderful civilization that will put everything in that continent to shame. Because we are here every blessed day, we are not going to relent. We cannot retreat nor surrender. Because of that and that alone, Biafra will come. It will come in truth and honesty. I thank each and every one of you for having listened. Chukwu Abiyama is going to bless and enrich you very greatly. You shall see what will happen in your lives after the 3rd and the 4th. You must come out on the 3rd, 4 p.m. on the 3rd. You will pray to the Almighty God Chukwu Abiyama. Ask him to please remit all our sins. Yalufoya chefoya. And accept us and give us Biafra. And we will worship Biafra. Biafra will be offered up as sacrifice to God in heaven. For that reason and that reason alone, you will see what is going to happen in our lives. Therefore, we ask you to go and congregate. Organize yourselves in your zones. Wherever you are, you must be able to participate. We have done things the wrong way in the past. Want to do it right this time around. Is anybody not a child of God? Is there anybody who doesn't believe in God? If you don't believe in God, you come from a village called Umuchukwu, then you are insane. You are mad. That is why we must take you back to him on the 3rd and on the 4th of next month. This is Radio Biafra. We thank you for having joined us this very evening. We are reconvening again tomorrow morning same time, same place, on Radio Biafra, on satellite, on TuneIn, on Radio Forest, all the platforms that were on this evening. We shall be back there again tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. in the morning. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, we thank you for having listened to us, and that is why Biafra is our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we are going to continue worshiping, because Chukwu Abiama is God. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. From me here this very fine evening, it is simply good evening.
We have emerged triumphant from